It's time for high school football. The players have warmed up, the fans have found their seats, and you've found the high school football game of the week here on Sunny 101.3.
And good evening, everybody. It's time for high school football action tonight on Sunny 101.3. Tonight, we will be in Oregon, Missouri, where the undefeated and second-ranked South Holt Knights will host the East Atchison Wolves, a team that's 4-4 and on a three-game winning streak after getting some injuries out of the way. They are ready to go tonight at South Holt. South Holt, they are the number one seed. They'll get a bye next week in district play, but they want to have an undefeated record, an outright district championship and conference title with a win tonight. I had a chance to visit with the coaches before the game tonight. You'll hear those interviews coming up here in just a little bit. It is South Holt hosting East Atchison. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the coaches after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Community Medical Center invites you to join them for a Pink Out community event October 20th from 2 to 4 p.m. Stop in and tour the imaging and oncology department. Talk to the staff and enjoy some refreshments. There will be giveaways and a drawing for a spa basket. You don't want to miss this Pink Out event October 20th at Community Medical Center in Fall City.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for one, two, or three lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Rope Elizabeth? She's not going to like that.
The robots will prevail.
Oh, boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Now we're going to begin our visit with the coaches. Tonight we'll start with the visitors tonight, Coach Aaron Barron of East Atchison. Coach, let's talk about the football season. 4-4 on the season. Right now, I think a three-game winning streak. So things are looking up. They've turned around here a little bit the last month.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we kind of rode a little bit of a roller coaster there in the first half of the season. And, you know, we kind of talked a lot about kind of our finish and what we wanted to do accomplish there right before we played Platte Valley and came out and played pretty well as a team against Platte Valley and in that game, and then have won our last three. But our main focus has been just gaining momentum towards the end of the season and into the playoffs, so we're trying to keep building towards playing our best football.
Mm-hmm. And even the losses, I think, what, three of them by a touchdown or less, so even you're never really out of those games here that you're losing.
Yeah. You know, our defense has kept us in the majority of the games that we've played so far this year, and a couple heartbreakers there, one early with Albany and then another one with Mountain City, and even, you know, even Nottoway Valley back and forth, you know, until they kind of spread it out there at the end. Platte Valley, you know, the boys are fighting, and they kind of could see kind of the light and at the end of the tunnel and things starting to click for us as we, you know, got a little more healthy and started playing more ball together.
You know, over the last few years, you've had such good teams, and you've graduated so much talent the last few years. But, hey, that's the goal. You want those kids to get out there and graduate. But a lot of different players this year. Who are the kids that have kind of taken the leadership role on both sides of the ball for you?
Yeah, it's it's been, you know, we've leaned heavily on our senior class. Colin Hedlund has had a great year for us on both sides of the ball. Same with Trent Kingery, on the offensive and defensive lines. They play tight end and DN for us. Sammy Lithaberry's done a phenomenal job running the ball and, is our leading tackler on defense. And, same with Lincoln Murray. That senior group has done a great job. And then, Blake Simmons, these last few weeks has really taken a step forward at quarterback, and his leadership has been a lot better, and his decision making and confidence has grown with that. So it's, you know, like I said, from kind of a roller coaster at the beginning, things are starting to kind of fall into place on the team that we thought we could be going into the season.
Let's talk a little bit about tonight's ball game. South Holt is the opponent. They're ranked, I think, number two this week. They're undefeated. Offensive, they've been a scoring machine this year, but it's slowed down a little bit the last few weeks, I think, as the competition gets tougher and everybody kind of sees what they're doing.
Yeah, for sure. You know, year in, year out, that's our – South Holt and Coach Peterson are probably our toughest defensive scout, just with the amount of formations and things that they'll do to kind of put you – get you out of position and get you outgunned on sides of the field. And Cole Metzger's been an absolute monster for them all year, whether throwing it or running it. He may lead the state in rushing as we sit right now. And he's been phenomenal all year and does a great job distributing the ball. And if you let him get outside the pocket and create plays, he's a definite problem.
And they like, I mean, as you said, they'll do anything, throw it, pass it, whatever it takes. How do you plan to stop that?
Well, yeah,
or slow,
you know, going
down.
In,
slow it
yeah,
down.
going in, you know, you're not going to shut them out. You know, they're going to get theirs. But, you know, anytime you play a high powered offense like that, the biggest thing is, you know, that we talk about is just making them snap the ball again. You know, they're going to get big plays and, you know, they're going to have, you know, they're going to beat us on certain plays, and we have to be able to get them to the ground when we're outgunned and rally to the ball. And that's kind of been a strength of ours, just open field tackling. So that's really going to have to, be ready to play on Friday. And, you know, the biggest thing is just making those, you know, 2 and 3 play drives where they get a couple explosive plays into the end zone, make those 6, 7, 8, 9 play drives and make them kind of work the ball down the field. And then offensively, we got to take care of the ball, not turn it over, and, make the most out of our possessions too.
Well, the teams that we've done this year that played South Holt, when I talked to the coaches, they have one of their plans usually is to kind of play a keep away game. Is that something your team, one of your strengths, maybe running the ball, keeping it away from them?
Yeah, you know, if you look at our stats, we're not a super heavy pass offense, so you know we're gonna do kind of what we do, and I, as far as controlling the clock, you know, that's kind of something we do week in and week out. We don't run a ton of plays offensively. So, you know, just kind of naturally that'll happen. And then, you know, kind of like I said, taking care of the football and, you know, those same guys. And then same for us, those guys that are playing offense are also playing defense. So the more that you can make them tackle and, that you can have long drives and sustained drives, you know, the longer that game, can be for both sides.
All right, Coach, with that, we'll call it good. Wish you and the Wolves good luck tonight. And, get ready for playoff action next week.
Hey, really appreciate it.
Then we'll be back with more of our pregame show after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills, at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Are you looking for a fulfilling career to make a difference every day? Nemaha County Hospital has exciting opportunities waiting just for you. Join our team dedicated to excellence in patient care and community service. Whether you're a technician, nurse, or support staff, we are looking for passionate individuals to be a part of our Nemaha family. Visit our website to explore job openings and discover why we're not just a hospital, but a community that cares. Begin your journey today at nemahacountyhospital.com/careers.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are to ensure this harvest season goes smoothly. Their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with Josh Peterson, head coach of the South Holt Knights. Coach, the undefeated streak continues on the season with a win last week over Mound City 54-26. Not an easy victory, but still, you're knocking them down. They set them up in front of you. The kids have knocked them all down so far. So, again, you win that and move on. That's what you're wanting to do here as we've almost reached playoff time.
Yeah, it is. You know, I think the guys sent out about 3 goals for the season, and you know, with the win on Friday, we'll have accomplished our first goal, which is to be outright conference champions, and then it also comes, you know, with an undefeated season, and or at least an undefeated regular season. So that was our first goal out there. So we're one game away from attaining that, but we know that Keith Atchison, they're getting healthy. They, you know, they kind of had some ups and downs at the beginning of the season. And, you know, I can imagine that they're going to want to come down here and give us everything they have, try to knock us off. And, you know, we have to be ready to go for that game. I think we're going to be the hunted now instead of being the hunters like we have been in years past. A different role that my guys are taking on, and hopefully we meet and exceed that challenge.
Yeah, no doubt. You kind of said it there. You guys have got a target on the back now. Undefeated, you're going to get everybody's best shot from here on out. Obviously, after the final regular season game, I mean, East Atchison, they're going to want to beat South Holt. They always do want to do that. And then we get to the playoffs. I mean, all bets are off then. I mean, it's lose and go home, and that's not what anybody wants to do when we get to this point.
No, it's not. You know, our last 3 games of the regular season were Donnelly Valley, Mount City, and East Atchison, and there's a pretty good chance, you know, we did secure that number one seed in district, but there's a pretty good chance we're going to see two of those 3 teams again here in districts with how our district's set up. And so, yeah, I mean, we're looking at the same 3 teams for almost 6 straight weeks, so it's, you know, and it's hard to beat a team twice, especially in football. So, like you had mentioned, you know, if we can get this win on Friday, that's our first goal on what we want to do. And then, you know, like I tell the kids every year, once districts start, there is no more guaranteed Fridays the next week. So, you know, what we did in the regular season, if we're able to get this win on Friday, that's going to be nice. But then we got to put the regular season behind us and go for our second goal, which is to be District 6 champs. And, you know, the teams that are in our district right now, North Andrew is the only team in our district that we have not played. And so, I tell our guys, hey, we've beat all of these teams before, but that was regular season. It doesn't mean anything now. So we have to become, you know, the further we go in the season, the more prepared we have to be, because it is lose and go home.
Mm-hmm. East Atchison's now at 4-4 here. They were sitting, I think they had a run of 1-3 record, 1-4 a few weeks ago. They ran off 3 in a row here. You mentioned that they're getting healthy. They're used to winning. That plays into it when you get to this point in the season. Those kids are used to winning football, whether they were the main guys or not. That's what they do, so they're going to be a tough out here tonight.
Yeah, you know, I think it's going to be kind of an evenly matched game. Like I said, you know, they were down, and I kind of anticipated at the beginning of the season that there would be essentially, you know, 3 teams in the and the 275 that would kind of be up there towards the top, us being one of them. And then I thought with Platte Valley and who they had coming back, and I know East Atchison would probably be in the mix too. So you're looking at, you know, three teams that and, you know, I'll even throw us in there, this group of seniors that's now 8-0, you know, they have not had a losing season since they've been in high school. Mm-hmm. So we kind of had a down year last year. The previous year, we were co-conference champs. And then the previous year, I think they were, I think we were 8-2. And so, this group's used to winning too that I've got with me. And so, you know, I anticipate a pretty good football game on Friday between two teams that know how to win. I think it's just going to be whoever commits the least amount of turnovers and controls the ball. Is going to probably come out the victors in that game.
How about their offense? What are they going to try to do to you tonight?
I think they're going to try to run the ball. You know, we scouted them and we watched it. They throw a little bit on some play action, but I think they're going to try to line up and pound the ball down. They do run some option. Their quarterback, he looks like he can run. Looks like he's a pretty good athlete. Their backfield looks good. Their line looks big. So I would say, you know, this is going to be another comparable game to our last three, where we're going to look at a predominantly run heavy team, you know, between Mound City, Platte Valley, and Nottoway Valley with you know, big lines and good skill positions. And so defense is going to have to show up and want to tackle, and then offensively we're going to have to be able to take care of the ball and make some big plays when kids' numbers are called.
And the way your team scores on offense, no doubt teams are scheming to say, well, let's play keep away from South Holt. They can't score.
Yeah.
Well, that's not necessarily true. You can't score if you don't have the ball. I think your defense has been scoring too. But as long as they have the ball, you're not scoring as much.
Yeah, and we noticed that with Mound City last week. Coach Standiford did a pretty good job of, you know, they got up to line and pre-snap, you know, would try to get us to jump off sides. We did not do that. So we stayed plugged in pretty well. But, yeah, I think, you know, going out, when we see these teams that we've played here in the last, you know, half of the season, I think ball control for them is going to be crucial. You know, our offense has, you know, fortunately this year been able to strike and strike fast and put points up, and we have a defense this year that can match that and also be able to do that. But, yeah, we've noticed the tempo of games here towards the back half of the season have started slowing down in terms of teams mm-hmm. not really trying to throw and looking more to run the ball.
Kids are 15 to 18 years old. They probably just want to keep playing every week. But I think after this game tonight, you guys are going to get a week off. I know you are. Get the bye in the district. Probably couldn't come at a much better time next week after 9 weeks in a row.
No. No, it's going to be good for us. And, you know, we'll probably go back to just cleaning up basics because – We don't know who we're going to play. I know 1 and 2 in our district is set. I think East Atchison has that 3 spots, but I could be wrong there. But I think 4 and 5 is going to be open. I think North Andrews in that 6 spot. And I'm not, you know, I don't have anything in front of me here to confirm any of this. I know us in Nottoway Valley have the bye, so I think it's kind of a toss-up on that week 2 district on who's playing who. So next week will give us a chance to kind of go back to just cleaning up what we need to clean up based off of, you know, the regular season, see what we like, take stuff out or put stuff in, and just kind of do some reevaluating of where we're at and then be ready to rock and roll for the second week in districts. But, yeah, that week off is going to be nice. I think the kids are going to need it.
All right. Well, Coach, business to take care of tonight. Good luck with the game with East Atchison, and good luck in the ball game, and enjoy your week off next week.
I will do. Thanks, John.
We'll be back with more of a pregame show coming up after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS. This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back. High school football here. We're across the river tonight. We're in Oregon, Missouri, where we have the undefeated 8-0 South Holt Knights versus the 4-4 East Atchison Wolves. South Holt, ranked number 2 in the state of Missouri here in A-Man. Lucas Freshel along with Troy Nelson. And we've got a good one for you. I know you heard in the pregame show, East Atchison had some injuries. This is our second night in a row on Sunny 101 with high school football. Last night we had an awesome first-round D1 8-Man contest at Tecumseh where the area team, Johnson County Central, fell to the defending D1 state champs, Clarkson Lee, 34-38 in what was a game for the ages. Proud to bring you some more high school football here. South Holt, who, like we said, is undefeated, will likely get a bye next week. This is week 9, last week of the regular season, and playoffs will start next week. Everybody makes the playoffs, but South Holt's going to get a week to rest.
All right, South Holt won that toss there, Lucas, and they elected to receive. So East Atchison's going to kick off from the – we're sitting on the north side of the field, so they're going to kick off from the east. Correct.
You got that right.
I'm struggling. All right. Set the kickoff here from the 30. East Atchison, number 58, tees it up. Right-footed kicker puts it down. And it's going to be fielded around the 2-yard line, brought up on the left side. He's got some running room coming up to about the 20, brought down around the 22.
Stopped on the play by East Atchison, Sam Litterbury, the senior, 6-foot, 190-pound senior, who plays running back and linebacker.
About the 22, is that where we're at?
Yeah, we've got a really good view here. We came over and did a game last year, and this press box was brand new. We're the only ones in here. It's a beautiful facility.
All right, South Holt has the ball, first and 10 on their own 22. Again, Metzger is your quarterback. Shotgun formation. To his left is Nolan, and he takes to Nolan. He's going to take it down the left-hand sideline. Metzger, and he's going to get enough for the first down. He's going to get the first down back.
In pursuit was Owen DeRozier. He was coming from his safety cornerback position, and good job there to get out of bounds by Metzger right away to avoid any contact.
Al Holt with a hurry-up offense here. The chain gang is set. The snap is away to give to Nolan. He goes to the right side. He's going to push forward for about 2 more yards.
Stop burst on the play by East Atchison's left D lineman, Kate Johnson, 5'10", sophomore, 220 pounds.
Second down and about 7 now for South Holt. Shotgun formation in Metzger. To the left is Nolan, dropping back to pass. He's got Kurtz wide open on the right side. Kurtz moved out of bounds on the far sideline and up for a first back.
In pursuit there was River Dow, 5'9", junior, 160 pounds.
All right, offensive set. Seems the chains are going. Shotgun formation. Metzger keeps it, takes to Nolan, brings it to the left side, got lots of running room. Brought down around the 25-yard line.
Able to make a tackle there was Lincoln Murray. He's a senior, 160-pounder. South Holt's going quick, very quick.
The chains are spotted on the far sideline. They're lined up. Here we go. Four down linemen give to Nolan at the middle. Nolan's going to push forward about 3 more yards.
Nothing done there. It was Tate Johnson, who I mentioned. He's playing D-tackle. He's at the left D-tackle tonight.
Second down and 7 now for the home team, South Holt. Hurry-up offense. Shotgun formation. Metzger's got plenty of time. Dropping back. Flushed out of the pocket. Got a man open on the left side. A 25-yard touchdown.
by Metzger, and nice job there by Prusman to able to just kind of wait for it, create some separation, yep. And just catch the ball at the high point.
All right, so just like last week, we got the traditional one-point PAT here. Your holder is Kate Kurtz. The PAT is set up for South Holt on the 10-yard line. The kick, the snap is away, the kick is down, and it is up.
Good.
So with 10:49 left here in the first quarter, South Holt takes an opening on possession for a touchdown. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know that martial arts aren't just for kids? At Hello Martial Arts, we have classes for adults as well. Kickboxing is a fun and unique workout. Learn to protect yourself and your family with our Krav Maga self-defense program. You can start either course at any time, and the first class is free. No experience needed. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The Scoring Drive Recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
Kick is away, brought down, picked up around the 5-yard line. Mike Atchison will have it close to their.
That last scoring drive was 6 plays, 58 yards, capped off by a 25-yard pass. Cole Metzger to Tyler Prusman, 10:49 to go. The extra point was good, and it's 7-0. South Holt.
So East Atchison has the ball on their own 18-yard line to start their first possession of the game. Clock at 10:45 here in the first quarter. East Atchison comes up under center, Blake Simmons, and he's going to fake to Witherby, who's going to pitch out to Lincoln Murray, and Murray is going to be about 1 more yard after the pitch.
Caught on the play by Kendall Nolan. Troy, we had the South Holt team last week in Mount City, and I kind of expected South Holt to kind of roll. I was very impressed with the way Mount City played. But one thing I noticed was South Holt's defense. They like to put 8 guys in the box. They did against Mount City.
Yeah.
Curious to see if they do tonight.
All right, East Atchison will spread them out. 3 receivers to the right. Empty backfield, shotgun, Simmons. Snap is away, and he's just going to keep it and run right up the middle, and he's not going to get anything. He's going back row. A late flag is thrown.
Yeah, and they're going to flag Trace Milne here for kind of a late hit. I don't agree with that. I think it was just the natural kind of play, but, you know, he kind of extended his arms, and it was bang, bang,
right.
And it's just, that's a flag, just a big boy that's taking down a small quarterback, and sometimes, you know, I guess he's going to get penalized for just being a big boy.
Right. Yeah, because, again, it didn't look like it was anything rough. He just, big boy, and hit him hard, doing what he's supposed to do. But anyway, penalty against South Holt. That'll be the 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Trace. Millen, I mispronounced your name last week, too, but I'm going to get it right here tonight. Millen.
All right, so East Atchison has the ball first and 10 on their own 36-yard line. Quarterback Simmons comes up under center. In motion is Murray. The pitch to Leckerby. He's going to lose about 5 yards.
Millen was the guy that was in the backfield first. He was the one that made him change directions, and I think it was Tyler Prusman that kind of finished it off. South Holt looks like a dominant team so far.
Man, that defensive line, like we said, whoa.
Yeah, and in the pregame, you know, they were talking about how East Atchison had some injuries, and, you know, perhaps 4-4 isn't a true, you know, maybe indicator of how good of a team they are. I mean, we're finding out here just in the first 2.5, almost 3 minutes. South Holt looks very superior.
All right, so second down and 14. Shotgun formation. Screen to the right. Look at the big touchdown catch. Nowhere to go. South Holt recovers. We'll have the ball first and 10 on
the 125. Yeah, come on the play. And Kate Crewson was the one that jumped on it, I think, but I'm telling you what, South Holt is 3 yards into the backfield before East Atchison can even blink.
All right, last regular season game, senior night. South Colt has the ball. Shotgun formation. Snap is away. Quarterback keeps it, pulls it down. Metzger's going to rumble forward for about 3 yards.
They got plenty there. It was tackled on the play by Weston Klosick. He's a 6'4", 240-pound senior.
South Colt again doing the hurry-up offense. The ball is spotted. The referee moves out of the way, and the offensive line is set. Shotgun formation is Metzger. All the way to the right is Talon Prusman. And the give to Nolan on the right side. Nolan breaks one tackle, bumps around for about 4 more yards.
A little slippery kind of flip down there. Trying to run through some defensive starters for East Atchison. At the D tackles is Colin Headland, 215-pound senior. Tate Johnson, 220-pound sophomore. At the D ends, Trent Kingery, a 210-pound senior. And the other D end, Gabe Harms, 180-pound junior.
All right, third and one for South Holt. Shotgun formation. Nolan to his left. And Metzger's going to tuck it and run down the right sideline. It's one guy at the 1 yard line. He's forward for the touchdown.
I think they're going to mark him out. It looks like he stepped out of the far sideline over there.
All right, stepped out of bounds on the far sideline. Good call.
The other defensive starter for East Atchison, Lincoln Murray, is a 160-pound senior linebacker. River Dow, 160-pound junior linebacker. Sammy Litherby is a 190-pound senior linebacker. And the safety they have listed here, Owen DeRozier, 175-pound junior.
All right. Shotgun formation is Metzger. He gets to Nolan around the right side. Nolan's going to break it around. Senior Kendall Nolan. Goes 2 yards for that touchdown romp. All right. 7:59 left. Again, traditional PAT. Number 7 is your holder. Again, that's Cade Kurtz. And your kicker is Finn Hurst. Snap is away. Ball is up. It is no good. PAT is failed. 7:59 left in the first quarter. South Holt has a 13-0 lead. You're listening to Missouri 8-Man Football on KLZA, MSCSports.net.
Here at Frontier Bank, we make our loan decisions right here at the bank. With us, you don't have to wait for approval from an out-of-town loan committee. When you apply for a loan, you want an answer, not the runaround. Frontier Bank is a community bank. What does that mean to you? When it comes to loans, it means service.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to high school football. We'll run through a scoring recap after this kickoff. Kickoff is right to left. It's going to be down at about the 4 yard line.
That's
going to be
the ball up. It's going to be down right there on the 2 yard line is Owen DeRosser.
The previous scoring drive recap is presented by Arbrister Motor Company. Arbrister Motor Company in Falls City since 1951. More than you expected for less than you imagined. After the fumble recovery, Nolan had run it in for a 2 yard touchdown after a 4-play 25 yard drive. Extra point was no good. It's 13-0 South Holt, the number 2 team in the state. 7:59 to go in the first quarter.
East Atchison breaks the huddle. Down on their own 2 yard line. Simmons under center. He's going to give to Litherby. Litherby's going to get a little bit of breathing room on the right side and be hit as he goes out of bounds.
Hit there by, I think that was Nolan. Yep, Nolan on the hit. Able to run him out of bounds.
All right, brings up second down and 5. And East Atchison bringing in 2 different bodies here. Let's see if we can get some numbers for you. Litherby is still your quarterback. You got 2 receivers to the right, 2 to the left. All right, shotgun formation is Simmons. Snap is away. He's going down to the right sideline. He's got a man wide open. And he's going to be caught and brought down and pushed out of bounds about the 30-yard line is Owen DeRosser.
Yeah, Tyler Prusman was on the coverage there, and Tyler Prusman had to make a decision. He had 2 wide receivers coming his way. He chose one and threw to the other. Yeah, and it made a touchdown saving tackle there.
First and 10, East Atchison. Ball spotted on their own 32-yard line. 7:48 left here in the first quarter. This is their second possession. Simmons comes up under center. In the backfield is Lincoln Murray. And the give is to Murray on the left side. Murray's going to lean forward for about 1 yard.
In on the tackle is Trevor Mart from his linebacker position.
Simmons goes to the sideline to get the play from his coach. All right, clock running with 7:25 here in the first quarter. East Atchison comes to the line. The receiver to the right, which is DeRosser. The pitch or the throw is to him, but he's going to be hit right away and thrown back. So forward progress is going to be 1 yard loss.
Tyler Bruceman sniffing that one out. I mean, there's a couple things going on here that I see. South Hole looks to be a really good football team, but it looks like they know every play that's coming their way, minus maybe the one long pass that we had here. They're anticipating every play. That is the sign of a well-coached team. Props to Josh Peterson. That's what I'm seeing here so far.
All right. Here we go. East Atchison. Their road jerseys, black helmets, white shirts with black numbers and black pants. Two receivers left, one to the right. Shotgun formation. Is Simmons. Snap is away. Look at the pass. He got a man across the middle. He Headland catches it. He's going to move forward for about 2 more yards, so about a gain of 6.
That was a real nice catch there by Colin Headland, and he had a linebacker kind of come straight at him and was able to concentrate on making that catch. He took a hit, was able to bounce off the hit, and grabbed another 2 or 3 yards. Still fourth down.
Anytime you catch that ball coming across the middle, that's trouble.
Yeah. That's man. Alligator arms and footsteps.
Fourth and 5 for East Atchison. The ball spotted on their own 37-yard line. Clock running with 6 minutes left here in the first quarter. They trail 13-0. They are going for it here. Again, regular season ends tonight. Simmons under center, got an I formation, and the pitch to Murray to the left. Murray's following his blocker. He's going to get 1 yard, and then we have a face mask on the play as well, but then he fumbles it, but I'm sure they're going to get this ball back.
Yeah, they're going to get his ball back. It's a face mask.
Yeah.
He jolted on it, and the referee didn't throw right away. I think the referee was kind of running over there to make sure he threw the flag at the right spot. And so there's a couple flags out there. They both got the call.
Yeah. And, again, that was, in our opinion, easy to see from up here. So it should be a face mask against the home team, South Holt.
Yeah, he was facing us. He's on the far side of the field, but he was facing us trying to make a move, and that face mask occurred. So, I mean, I guess that's why you go for it on fourth, to give yourself a chance, and
there you go.
Those things happen.
All right, so they're calling that a 5-yard penalty, though, inadvertent, but that is enough for the first down. We cross midfield for the first time for East Atchison. East Atchison Wolves, 4-4 on the season. They break your huddle. Shotgun formation. Simmons to his right is Litherby. Simmons is going to keep it and follow Litherby as a blocker on the left sideline. He's got some running room. Down the sideline he goes. 10, 5, touchdown. Blake Simmons. And I do not see a flag on that one, so that touchdown will stand.
38-yarder there.
With 5:24 left in the first quarter, Blake Simmons follows his running back, Sammy Litherby, to the left side and takes it to the house.
Gosh, for everything that has gone right for South Hole, I mean, good for East Atchison for getting the score here to kind of just limit the momentum.
All right. East Atchison sets up for a 2-point conversion. Shotgun formation is Simmons. Murray to the right. Fake to Murray. Simmons is going to keep it. He's not going to get anything. Well, maybe. But 2 tackles, Eric. There you go. He did a pretty good job after breaking 2 tackles, but not going to make it in. 5:24 left in the first quarter. 13-6 South Polk. You're listening to Missouri 8-Man Football on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farmin' City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. We've got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you need for harvest time, so give us a call, come on in. Farmin' City Supply, we'll keep you cutting.
Sunny
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The Scoring Drive Recap, presented to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha on Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City. After a wild start by South Hole, East Atchison able to get on the board here, starting from their 2-yard line. It was a 78-yard drive after seven plays. They went for it on fourth, got a face mask, extended the drive. Blake Simmons caps it off with a 38-yard run. Extra point no good, the two-point conversion no good, 5:24 to go. 6-13, South Hole over East Atchison.
Tate Johnson kicks it off for the visiting team, each Atchison. He kicks it down to about the 5-yard line, and your kick returner down there for South Holt, Tylen Prusman, tried to get his footing and slipped, so he'll be down right there on the 4-yard line, it looks like.
Sure, that's kind of the second time that I've seen a couple players kind of slip, maybe second or third here, and I don't know, maybe there's some moisture out there, but it's been somewhat dry, I think.
Yeah, can't be a whole lot of humidity yet. All right, so here we go. South Hole breaks the huddle.
It's coming next week.
The rain's coming next week. All right. Yeah, the far end of the field here, away from us to our right. Metzger, shotgun formation. Nolan to his left. We're going to have a defensive lineman break the neutral zone.
That's helpful. Get you a little comfort, a little room there.
Yeah. Defensive lineman took the hard count, jumped a little early. 5-yard penalty, so it'll be first and five now for your home team, South Holt Knights. 8-0 on the year. About the 10-yard line, 9-yard line. Same formation. Metzger pitches it now, or throws it over to the heads of Nolan. Nolan's going to be hit about the 15 and brought down right there.
That was a nice adult open field tackle by East Atchison, Lincoln Murray. He's a 160-pound senior, but it was just two of us. It's been a nice form tackle there.
All right, again, South Holt doing that hurry-up offense. First and 10, ball spotted around the 12-yard line. Shotgun formation is Metzger, Nolan to his left. Give to Nolan. Nolan's going to cut it back to the right. Going to break one tackle, move up for about 3 or 4 more yards before he's brought down there.
Lincoln Murray again, the saving grace for the tackle there, last man of defense.
Got a receiver to the right, one to the left, shotgun formation. Nolan in the backfield, fake to Nolan. Metzger's going to keep it, breaks onto the outside, and be took out of bounds at about the 28-yard line.
Yeah, on the play, Trace Millen's helmet came off, and I think they've made some changes in this rule where when the helmet comes off, they have to call the play dead right away. I think that's right, but he's probably going to have to come out for at least one play. It didn't look like anything nefarious. I mean, it just defensive player trying to make a play, and his helmet came off. So now they're kind of discussing what to do here.
And you just threw out a $50 word on me. Nice. Nefarious?
Nothing nefarious out there.
Your English teacher was great. I want you to that, or your mom or dad taught you that word. I don't know.
Anyway, credit.
Good job.
Give it to the teachers.
Give it to the teachers.
Although one of my parents was one.
All right, first and 10. South Holt, they got the ball on about the 28-yard line. Again, shotgun formation. It's Metzger. Nolan to his left. Two receivers, one on each side. And he's going to throw it quick out to Kurtz. Kurtz is going to catch it and go forward for about 2 more yards.
Stopped on the play by River Dow.
All right, second down and about 6 now for South Holt. Again, hurry up offense. Milne back in. Got his helmet strapped back on tighter this time. Two receivers again, one left, one right. Shotgun formation. Nolan in the backfield with Metzger. Metzger dropping back to pass. Got to hurry up a little bit. He's got a man open in the middle of the field. And no, he's going to fight for it with the defender. And he's going to be pushed out and going to be intercepted by East Atchison.
Yeah, you know, Griffin Kemmerling is a little upset there. Yeah. He kind of palms up saying, hey, that's pass interference. But in East Atchison's defense, he was kind of the first one that tried to make the group for himself. Kind of extended his arm a little bit. I couldn't see if the East Atchison defender, Owen DeRozier, reciprocated. The guy was blocked by it. But he went up and made the interception.
Yeah, and it was a pretty good interception. All right, East Atchison has the ball, first and 10 on about their own 20. 4:04 left here in the first quarter. They trail 13-6. Simmons comes up under center, I formation, fake pitch to the I back, give to the fullback, Liberty, and he's going to get up for about 2 yards.
Steelers on the play here, and boy, you kind of feel that momentum kind of shifted back a little bit. South Pole was in total control for, I mean, that was just 4 minutes of this, you know, 48-minute game, so that was just a small little segment there where South Pole looked to be unstoppable.
All right, your offensive lineman for East Atchison is Gabe Harms, 180-pound junior. Your center is Garrett Rosenbaum, 250-pound senior. And the right guard is Tate Johnson, 220-pound sophomore. All right, shotgun formation, two receivers to the right. And, again, Simmons looking that way, and the receivers are on the wrong page. It looked like one of them was supposed to stop and do a little button hook, and he didn't do it, and the ball goes incomplete.
Yeah, Colin Headland there was on the route, and he kind of turned his route upfield into kind of a little skinny post, and the ball was intended for him to run a little hook pattern there, right at about the 30-yard line, 25-30. And so he was 10 yards away from the ball when it was there.
Yep. All right. Again, shotgun formation. Murray and nope. Slitterby in the backfield this time. Two receivers to the right. You know, looking right across the middle for your receiver. And again, the ball is going to go incomplete.
Incomplete, well overthrown. But credit the D-line for South Hole for getting a bunch of pressure in there. And Trace Millen was one of them.
Cameron Brooks, the intended receiver that time for East Atchison. All right, fourth down and about eight. They are going to line up to punt this time, and let's see who the punter is. Looks like we got a number 45, Weston Klosick. Is that how we're going to say that?
Yep, that's correct. Woo! Check with the coaches.
Klosick's your right-footed punter. Snap is away. The ball is up. It's going to be fielded around the 22-yard line by Prusman. Nope, that's not Prusman. Yeah, it is Prusman. Prusman takes a really good punt return down the right sideline, and he's going to get about 20 yards on that return.
Yeah, this is Prusman, and he's actually coaches are kind of asking if that knee was down.
Okay.
Now, the back judge threw the beanbag down where he received it, and the knee did come down, but I don't think that knee touched the ground. And so that's what the East Atchison coaches were asking about.
Yep.
They thought the knee would have been down there.
It did look close from our point, too. Anyway, East Atchison, South Holt has the ball first and 10 on the East Atchison 35. Shotgun formation is Metzger dropping back to pass. He's got a man across the middle. Prusman can catch that ball, and he's going to get out of bounds for about 10 yards there.
Yeah, stopped on the play.
I think we got a flag back here.
Yeah, you sure you do. Kate Kurtz on the tackle, but it looks like it might be a hold. South Holt's coming back to the line of scrimmage.
Prusman got shook up there a little bit as he got shoved out of bounds. He's taking his time getting back to the huddle. He's walking okay. It looks like he might have got the wind knocked out of him. All right, but it is against South Holt. First down and 20 now. Clock stopped at 3:02 here in the first quarter. South Holt leads 13-6. All right, ball spotted now on South Holt 35-yard line. Metzger is your quarterback. Nolan to his left. Two receivers, one right, one left. Metzger drops back to pass. The ball is intended for Nolan coming out of the backfield and goes incomplete.
Yeah, they're running a little screen there. Nolan was kind of started in the middle of the field and then was kind of shading to the right side over there to get to the right side sideline, but it was a little bit overthrown and well covered.
All right, second down and 20 now for South Holt. Let's see. Kimmerling is your receiver to the left along with Prusman. And Nolan goes out to the right, so that means you got an empty backfield. Metzger shotgun formation. Metzger takes the snap. He's just going to take the ball and run right up the middle, but he's not going to get anything. He's probably going to lose a yard on that.
Yeah, he's going to lose a yard, and I don't know. It must have been a design. No, it might not have been a design because Metzger kind of got up and patted his chest like maybe my bad. I'm thinking maybe he took it upon himself to do so. He maybe saw something there, but what he saw was incorrect.
A lot of white jerseys hitting hard. All right, so third down and about 19 maybe for South Holt. Metzger, shotgun formation, Nolan to his left, two receivers to the left. Metzger keeps the ball, tucks it, throws it out to the right side, and we got a hand fight down over there on that far sideline. Hurts, ball's incomplete.
Yeah, it was good coverage over there.
Yeah.
I think, both those D-backs were kind of, the D-back and the wide receiver were fighting for position, but, the East Atchison D-line has been playing pretty good here. I'm kind of seeing them maybe not going 100% here. I wonder if they're getting a little wore out. It's early in the game to be seeing that.
Yeah. Fourth down and 18. South Holt's lining up to punt. And looks like maybe they're not punting. You got three receivers to the right. They're not punting. They're going for it here on fourth and 18. Metzger does a quick throw across the middle. And Kurtz has got it. And Kurtz is going to get it up for the first down.
That is an incredible play there. Kurtz was lined up on the right side quad, and he's just running kind of a drag, a little close across the middle. Catches it 8 yards short of the first down line, and gets tackled 1 yard deep into it, and gets the first down.
Wow, that's a good play. First and 10 on about the 25-yard line, South Holt has now. And Metzger is going to take the snap and then run to his left. And he's got some running room to be pushed out of bounds around the 16-yard line.
Yeah, I just think Keith Axon probably needs to get up in coverage on that fourth down. It was, what was it, like fourth and 15?
Fourth and about 18 or 19.
Golly, that's,
wow.
That's just too much blanket coverage there, umbrella style to... On in that situation there, you're down 13-6. Boy, you got to get that stop there.
Second down and 3 for South Holt. Ball spotted around the 16-yard line. Shotgun formation is Metzger. Nolan's to his right this time. Metzger's going to take it and go to the left. Lots of running room. He's taking it back down to the 5. And he's going to get it on the touchdown. Junior, full Metzger. Takes it off 20 yards for that run in the middle of the field, zigging and zagging all the way.
Yeah, Metzger looked really good on that run, real shifty. Obviously, he's got the speed, but he's showing that agility there.
Yeah.
Just excellent agility.
A lot of good footwork there. All right, clock stops, 1:38 left here in the first. Again, South Holt sets up for your traditional one-point PAT. Kurtz is the holder. Mart is the kicker. Trevor Mart. Snap is away, ball is down, the kick is up, and it is good. So the one-point conversion is good for South Holt. They now lead 20-6. And about 38 left in the first quarter. Listen to Missouri 8-man football on KLZA.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
This scoring drive summary is brought to you by All Brewster Motor Company, 307 West 15th Street, Fall City, your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Nice little drive there. Cole Metzger caps it off with a 20-yard run with 1:38 left to go in the first. It was a 7-play, 45-yard drive. Mark at the extra point, up 20-6. The key play there, 4th and 18. Converting the 4th and 18, getting 19, extending the drive.
Trevor marked the kickoff there from South Holt, and it's going to roll into the end zone for a touchback. So East Atchison will have the ball 1st and 10 on their own 15-yard line to start. Sorry, with 1:38 left here in the first quarter. They trail 20-6. East Atchison breaks the huddle. Harms, Rosebaum, and Johnson, your offensive linemen. Shotgun formation is Simmons. Bitherby to his left. Simmons looking across the field. He's got a receiver on the right sideline, Colin Hedman, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds.
Nice play there. Nice catch. It was a nice route there run by Hedman, who, the ball was there right when he made his turn, but well thrown, good spot, and then just a little kind of tussle toward the end of the play.
Gives them enough for the first down. He does go out of bounds. The clock stops. 1:31 here. 1st and 10, East Atchison. The ball on about their own 28-yard line. All right, Simmons is going to come up under the center. Rosebaum, I formation, Litherby and Murray. Fake to Litherby. Nope, the give is to Litherby, and he's not going to get anything. And he almost fumbles that.
Steps on the play, in on the tackle. Tyler Bruceman also on the play. Millen was in there.
Second down and 11 for the East Atchison Wolves. Clock at 1 minute left here in the first quarter. Ball at the 27-yard line. Two receivers to the right. Hedlund and Litherby. Litherby comes in motion, and the give is to Litherby, and he's going to be hit in the backfield. He breaks one tackle. He's going to push back this again. He's going to be brought down right there. Litherby is going to be brought back for a loss on the side.
Yeah, he was hit in the backfield, and then Brock Rao was able to kind of stop it for the loss.
All right, clock running with 32 seconds here left in the first quarter. It's going to be about third down, probably 20. Third and 20, we're guessing, on the far sideline. Scoreboard does say third and 21, I guess. I can't read it very well with the field goal in my way. All right, East Atchison breaks the huddle. Shotgun formation is Simmons. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Snap is away. Simmons got the ball. He's going to be flushed out of pocket, looking across the middle. And the ball is going to be thrown low. And the ball is incomplete.
Yeah, excellent defense there. Excellent defense on the play by Griffin Kemmerling. He was kind of get a hand in front. He was right step and step and was able to get a hand right in front.
All right, setting up for the punt now. East Atchison, 4th and 21 from their 17. Again, your punter for East Atchison is Weston Klosick. He's spotted around the 7-yard line. Low snap. The ball is away. Ooh, good kick by Klosick. It's going to be fielded around the 18-yard line. It's bobbled right there, but he picks it up. He is Bruceman. Bruceman goes to the right side. He breaks one tackle. He's got the sideline open. Gets a nice spin move. Gets another 8 yards. And brings it back almost to the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it was a good little run. Right wheel shifty. Nice little play. It was a break couple tackles. Almost in six.
All right, so at the end of the first quarter on that punt return, your home team, South Home, has the lead 20-6. We'll send her back to Tom in the studio for a 1 minute break. You're listening to Missouri 8-Man Football on Sunny 101.3.
Driving safely in school zones should always be top of mind. Your smart choices help students look forward to reaching their dreams. Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual want your help in protecting our local students' futures. Drive responsibly and keep your eyes on the road so we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sisk, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We're live in Oregon, Missouri here for Missouri 8-Man Football. It's the number 2 ranked South Holt Knights, undefeated on the year, up 20-6 here on East Atchison. East Atchison was looking like they were going to get rolled early and were able to kind of make a couple plays on defense and were able to score a touchdown here on a long drive there. It was about a 38-yard run by Simmons, but everything else has been Metzger and Nolan for South Holt, and the Bruceman brothers have been all over, I think the brothers, have been all over the field tonight.
They are for us.
South Holt takes the ball to the 23-yard line. Snap back to Metzger, give to Nolan, they're out to the right side, good for maybe 2 yards on the play.
Gabe Harms, defensive lineman for East Atchison, comes up and gets the tackle on about a 1 yard gain.
South Holt playing with a very quick offense tonight. They have
They're still going with the no huddle, but just maybe not as quick. So Metzger in the shotgun. He's got Nolan playing to the left, drops back, looks downfield, scrambles to the left, scrambles to the middle, back to the left, around to the outside, catches a key block there from Kate Kirk, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds, almost at the pylon. Maybe the 1 yard line, out of bounds at the one. And Cole Metzger showing his speed and agility tonight very well.
He has got some really quick feet because your defensive lineman, Weston Klosick, got off his block and had him dead in his sights, and he just shifted his feet and he was gone.
South Holt, same formation here. They've got Prusman to the right. Metzger in shotgun formation, looks to the right. It's going to be a completed pass to Kate Kern, who right at the goal line. It's going to be a 1 yard touchdown pass to Kate Kern, who was lined up in the left side slot and just came right across the face of the linebackers and caught that pass just on a quick little drag.
Looked like it got your East Atchison defense not ready for it.
Mark is lined up for the extra point. South Holt has kicked extra points each touchdown, and now that's 3 of 4. So with the extra point good, that'll extend the lead 27-6. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Gibbs Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
This Scoring Drive recap presented to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake at Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City. Kickoff from left to right here in front of us, and that's going to be the end zone. No, it's going to be caught just outside the end zone. Slippage, and then it's going to be marked down at about the 2 yard line. Where are they marking this?
Oh, in the end zone.
Yeah, he's just switching balls here because that was Albert's ball. So, is that a touchback? Okay, it is a touchback.
Touchback is in the end zone.
Thank you for that. The last drive was 3 plays, 25 yards. It was a 1 yard touchdown pass from Metzger to Kurtz. And Mark was good for the extra point. He's 3 of 4 tonight, 27-6.
I think East Atchison thought they're going to get the ball here on the 1 yard line the way they huddled right there. But the ball spotted up at the 15.
Good break. East Atchison with their split offense here. It's going to be twins to the left, twins to the right, and we've got a timeout on the field. So we'll take a break, too. We'll pause here. It's 27-6 South Holt over East Atchison. You're listening to Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
High school football, Missouri 8-man football here. Number 2, South Holt, taking on East Atchison. It's the final game of the regular season, week 9 here. We'll move on to district play next week. South Holt will have a bye. And every team in Missouri is going to make the playoffs there, so East Atchison will be scheduled for a game. Don't know who they're going to play yet. The standings are still be determined. He's going to be a snapback in the shotgun formation. Fires over to the left side. Pass is going to be complete. Pass complete to Owen DeRozier for about a 5 or 6 yard gain. Second 11-12 left to go in the second quarter. It's been a very quick game here, highlighted by the South Holt playmakers and the South Hole defensive line getting in the back of the field and disrupting East Atchison's game plan. East Atchison breaks the huddle here. They're in shotgun formation. Simmons is going to send Lincoln Murray in motion from right to left. That's there. It's going to be a quarterback keeper sweep to the right and take it down for perhaps maybe a one-yard gain.
And one on that play. South Holt's defense is tagging up a little bit. Brings up third down and two.
Third down and two, and we have not seen South Holt punt tonight. They haven't really had to. There was one opportunity on fourth and 18 where you maybe thought that they would, but they converted the fourth down. I don't know if they ever punted last week at Mount City, did they? I don't remember.
No.
So last week at Mount City, South Hole was really stacking the box. It's a similar setup here. Everyone's within 2 yards of the line of scrimmage here on third and two. And it's going to be a give up to the right side. And nothing done. Stopped in the backfield for a one-yard loss. We'll line up a fourth and three here. Fourth and three, 10:15 to go in the second quarter. And if you're East Atchison, I mean, the way that the game's going, you're going to probably need to score every possession if you want to stick with these guys. But they are going to punt here. Back to punt is Weston Klosick. And back to return is Priestman. It's going to be a fake. They're going to run a fake here. Going to snap it to the up back. It's going to be very, very close to the first down marker. I think the South Hole's nice hands think that he's short, but he is close. I'm not sure that it's for sure yet. I think he might have that first down. Yes, he does. That's going to be something. He ran a big punt there. I couldn't see who converted the first down, but the up man who calls the cadence, who's a direct snap to him on the left side of the center, he runs around to the right side, taking the long path to the sticks, but able to catch up a few blocks and make the 3 yards needed to get a first down.
A lot of black jerseys bringing him down, but again, not enough. Got the first down.
Important key play there for East Atchison to extend this drive. It's going to be twins to the left, single wide receiver to the right. And Lake Simmons is going to be hit real quickly in the backfield. And pretty big hit there by South Holt.
Memphis Jones. If that is right, is that number 10 that hit him?
Yeah, that's him.
A freshman. Memphis Jones.
Or what was it, 18? Was it Bruce Smith?
Well, see, a kid.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. It was 18, yeah. That jersey on the front had to be, okay. Ooh, Kendall Nolan. Kendall Senior. Good job.
Yeah, the front of his jersey got tucked up underneath the undercarriage of his pads, and so it looked like it did, but it's an A.
I was going to say, there's no way Memphis. Anyway, good for Memphis.
Snap back here to Simmons. He fires over to the left on a little drag right across the middle of his wide receiver. It's going to be stopped for a minimal gain, maybe no gain.
Metzger in on the tackle for South Holt.
Set up. Go for it.
Nolan getting his ankle retaped here on the sideline, so he's out for the moment. Nothing serious, just looked like he's retaping both ankles now.
We've got a third and 16 from the East Atchison 19. They've gone backwards since picking up that first down. They're lining up for this third and 18. It's a shotgun set, single back in the backfield, and on the left side is going to be complete. Pretty decent coverage there by South Hole, but the South Hole defender didn't necessarily look back. But what do you see there?
Well, that's kind of one of those plays you've been seeing on the college level where the receiver reaches over and catches the ball on the defender's back, but the ball was a bobbling, and it looked like it was going to stay there for one of those four guys to get it, but nobody got it, so incomplete.
Yeah, the ball kind of stalled a little bit. It kind of did stall on the defender's back, and East Atchison wide receiver was trying to reach back for it, but unable to. So East Atchison's going to punt here, and that's going to be Klosick, who, spiral of the punt there. Just a beautiful punt. Going to be fielded by Trusman at about the 20-yard line. He'll take it up around the left side for a gain of 15, and he's going to be crowded by a host of Atchison Wolves on the far sideline.
Four white jerseys over there, but Colin Headland eventually pushing them out. But that punt. I'm going to quote beauty, eh?
That was a beauty.
Beauty.
It's just a tight spiral. You don't see that very often in high school.
No.
At least this level of high school. Hole back in business here. 7:56 to go in the second quarter. 27-6, South Hole. Ball at their own 36-yard line. First and 10, of course. Little pistol formation here with the fullback kind of flanked right in front of them. It's going to be a give to Noland around the right side. It'll be a halfback sweep around the right and taken out of bounds just short of the 35. Maybe up across midfield to the 36.
Your pulling guard, Trace Milne, doing a fabulous job there, getting a nice block downfield. It's bringing him for an extra 3 yards as he shoved out of bounds and around the 34 on the other side of the field.
Yeah, South Hole does a nice job here marking their field. They've got every 5 yards marked. And so, I mean, when you're doing the game here on radio, it's awesome. It makes it really easy. Kind of a little different from doing 8-man games on 11-man field. That's
very
much. Difficult sometimes. Top hole in that same formation here. They got one wide to the left. It's going to be a give to Noland again, and it's going to be a sweep left. He's going to be stopped in the backfield for about a 2 yard loss.
Sammy Litherby breaking through on the blitz, messed that play up from the handoff, and he had two other white jerseys bring him down on the far side of the field.
Yeah, it was like East Ashton's kind of anticipating that one, had a little blitz going on the right side. Linebacker was able to get in the backfield. Third and 4, clock ticking, 7:20 to go, second quarter. Ball back to the 38-yard line in East Atchison territory. Same formation here, kind of that little semi-pistol set with one wide receiver to the left, Kendall Nolan in the backfield. It's going to be a fake to him, reverse pivot by Metzger around to the right side, and he's going to be stopped for another loss. Flag coming in on the play. Indicator is holding. I think even though it would set up a fourth down, I think you've got to take it here. No, they're gonna decline it. I don't disagree.
Defensive line doing a great job there for East Atchison. And Tatum Johnson, sophomore, following him down that side, the line of scrimmage and catching him from behind.
So they are going to decline that penalty. I run the clock, sets up a 4th and 5, fully expect South Hold to go for this as they always do. They're huddled up. Kylan Prusman bringing in the play. Now he comes out to the wide receiver spot here. He's flanked right. Out to the left, Cade Kurtz is going to be the left side wide receiver. Single set backfield with Noland and Metzger. Metzger's going to take the direct snap, fakes the sneak, and he's going to throw it downfield. And either a legal hand to the face or a face mask is going to be called after the play. Metzger was under duress there and just kind of just tossed it up, knowing that he had to get rid of the ball, and it's going to be a completed pass and a penalty.
All right, and again, Johnson coming up and doing his job from the line position. But, again, that pass is up in the air, and the defender, what did they call it, face masking?
They did.
Over.
They called a face mask. We'll see if they call a 5 or a 15. I think the previous face mask that they called earlier was a 5. Could have maybe been a 15. So, let's see. They're going to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's the right call. I agree with it. 5-yard face mask. He had enough for the face for the first down anyway, and so the face mask is going to add 15. They needed 5, they got 6, and they're going to end up with 11. Ball is at the 26-yard line, 1st and 10, 6:20 to go, second quarter, clock ticking, 27-6, South Holt. They're huddling here. They're not in as much of a hurry-up offense. Breaking the huddle for, it's going to be Twins to the left. Griffin Kemmerling is out there. In motion is Nolan, and he's going to take the pass. It was almost a little kind of into the flats, a little screen pass there. And fortunately for South Hole, it was a forward pass. Unfortunately for South Hole, it was incomplete, but no fumble.
Yeah, just a little too low. Couldn't catch it at his shoelaces, and ball falls incomplete.
Yeah, I just kind of hurried that one a little bit. So just lines up a 2nd and 10. Clock stop 6:03. Cade Kurtz coming into the huddle, bringing in the play, breaks the huddle. They clap in sequence. They come to the line of scrimmage. Kemmerling to the left, Prusman to the right. Nolan's with Metzger in the backfield. Metzger's going to keep it. He fakes to Nolan around the right side, and Metzger keeps it around to the left. good for about a 5-6 yard gain.
And he breaks 3 tackles. And finally, we've brought down there by Trent Kingery, your senior for East Atchison. And after about a, 4 yard gain?
Let's call it 4, Troy.
Hey, okay, 4.
Scoreboard guys got it at 5. Maybe we should call it 5.
Hey, they don't know that until you said it.
Shotgun formation, same formation. Kermeling to the left, Prusman to the right. Metzger fires around to the right side to Kurtz, who is in that kind of right side flanker position, and that's going to go for a loss. About a 3 yard loss on the play. East Atchison keeping everybody on the line of scrimmage.
I'm impressed with East Atchison's defense here. And they are spreading them out, doing what they need to do, catching them from behind. Is Colin Headland following that pass route and doing exactly what he needs to do and bringing him down for a loss.
Fourth and eight. Looks like an 8 to me. 4th and 8. Tuffle breaks the huddle. I think it's Kimmerling to the left. Prusman to the right. Nolan is to the right. And there's going to be a timeout on the field. It'll be a timeout by South Holt. So we'll take a break, too. 4:39 to go. It's 27-6. You're listening to Missouri High School 8-man football on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Gavin Court. Welcome back. High school football, Oregon, Missouri. Lucas Freshel along with Troy Nelson here on the call. Troy, you got any score updates over there?
Well, it's going to be a little different than what we're normally doing here, but I'm trying to get some Missouri football scores for you. It says that North Platte, Missouri is up over Lathrop 8-0, and Liberty North is 19-6 over Lee Summit. Some St. Pius is up over Savannah 21-3, and again, or 13, the Mound City played last night, and they already got their victory last night.
Here we go, South Holt, big play here, 4th and 8 from their own about 24-yard line. It's going to be a snap back to Metzger. He's going to be flushed out of the pocket to the left. Goes downfield, and that's going to be intercepted. I don't know if you want to catch that interception, but there's a little bit of open field. We shall see. So, okay, give him the sack of the interception. It's going to be a net 3 yard loss for East Atchison. He's able to bring it back up across the 20 yard line to about the 21. So, that's kind of okay, I suppose. You know, generally speaking, on that fourth down, you might want to bat it down, but he got close to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Take the snap and lose the 3 yards, right?
Yeah, you bet, baby. Got an interception, Mom.
All right, these Atchison got the ball here. It'd be big time if they could score. They're down 27-6. It's going to be Simmons under center and going to give around to the left side here to – oh. It's going to be a give to DeRozier. I'm going to write him down on my sheet here. He's not on my main sheet.
Right. They're subbing some guys in. And yeah. There you go. Trevor marked in on the tackle, an open field tackle, doing a great job wrapping them up and bringing them down right there is your junior, Trevor marked.
Give DeRozier a little bit of love here. Deserves to be on the main offensive sheet, so he's in there now. No delays on when he gets the ball. East Atchison breaks the huddle. Shotgun formation. Wide receiver to the left, 2 to the right, and it's going to be a false start on East Atchison. Couldn't tell if there's 2 guys moving there, but they're going to call the false start on East Atchison. Is that correct? Now they're kind of chatting about it.
I did.
All those referees, they've got kind of speakers and headphones, so there's no need for them to come together and chat. They can just push the button and talk to each other. And that's what they're doing. They're confirming the play. Yeah, dead ball, false start. Dashton breaks the huddle. 2nd and 17 from their own 14. Clock ticking. 3:38 to go in the first half. Snap back to Simmons. He's going to fire to the right side. It's going to be over the head of Colin Headland. Colin Headland was the right side wide receiver, and that ball just
about 2 yards high over his head.
Your senior, Cade Curtin, on the coverage on that far sideline for South Holt.
And interesting situation here now. You've got 3rd and 17. There's 3:33 left. It's not like that's not enough time for South Holt to score wherever they are on the field. So I think if you're East Atchison here, you're just looking to maybe try to get half of this back. So 8 or 9 yards for me would be the goal. I think they might have to go for it on fourth. So here they are, twins to the right. Single wide receiver to the left. It's going to be a snap back to 70. Looks to the right. He goes deep. And it's going to be a 50-50 ball. We'll go to the offense. Cruzman comes up with the ball.
They're going to go to the offense.
Yeah, I think that's the right call. It looks like a 50-50 ball, and they came to the ground 50-50. Of course, the South Holt folks don't like it because Cruzman came away with the ball and jumped right up. But I think they're discussing it here.
They're discussing it. Now the head ref comes in, so you got four referees talking there.
It was clear that Cruzman had the ball once he got up, but was it a tie? No? They're gonna say 50-50 ball, and so every single time those 50-50 balls go to the offense, and I can understand Coach Peterson's frustration here.
Yep, and the South Pole fans over here, they're pretty loud. Even though the South Holt defender came up from that ball, but they were both down on the field tussling for it.
That was a beautiful throw by Simmons. Way to kind of get back up after that pass throw the previous play. So shotgun formation, we got a flag on the play. Looks like maybe a formation. Might have been too many guys in motion. Or a false start by the right side wide receiver. Give me a formation penalty. That'll back him up 5. It'll set up a 1st and 15. That completed pass. Sorry for the information. I haven't relayed that to you. They got across midfield to about the 37-yard line was the line of scrimmage. This 5-yard penalty will back him up behind midfield to their own, East Atchison's own 38. They break the huddle here. Twins to the left. Single wide receiver to the right. Simmons calls the count. He's got DeRozier in motion from right to left. Simmons keeps it. It was a kind of a quarterback lead option left, and Lincoln Murray was taking the decoy. And that's going to be maybe a 1-yard gain.
Tate Prusman in on the tackle, along with Trace Milne.
Millen.
Millen. Oh, that's right.
I know.
Told me three times earlier.
No, it's not.
Millen.
It's not you, it's me. I was the one that last week I told Troy.
No.
I'm sure of it. I'm sure it's Millen.
It's me. It's not you. It's me.
That was my bad. Sorry to the Millen family. I will never forget it. All right, East Atchison breaks the huddle here. They got twins to the right, shotgun formation. One right receiver to the left. And that's going to be, let's see, they're going downfield, down a little seam pattern. It's going to be incomplete, just a bit overthrown. Ball intended for DeRozier. And good coverage there. I think Prusman was in on the coverage.
Yes, Tylan Prusman, very good coverage there for that senior. Had him covered like a blanket.
It's a good tight spiral, but, I mean, if we're making suggestions here, you know, Blake, he's throwing a good ball, but maybe just need to get a little more air underneath that so, you know, he has some time to maybe get underneath it, but just a little bit overthrown. Kind of threw it kind of on a rope. East Atchison breaks the huddle. They've got 3rd and 14 from their own 39. The Rozier in motion from left to right. And there's another penalty. That's going to be a false start penalty. And Simmons is asking the white hat what we did wrong. And our head referee kind of pointed to the situation. So now DeRozier is coming back to give maybe a little more information. And they're explaining, our head referee is explaining to him. Now they seem to be
going to
okay.
Head
yeah.
coach.
Now he's going over to Coach Behrens, and Behrens is going to get an explanation. I'm not so sure that they are in agreement, but the flag will stand as an illegal procedure false start penalty. Okay, the ball's live now. 2:13 to go. Clock ticking.
twins each side. Simmons looks to the right. Quick screen there to DeRozier. He's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage. Fall forward for that. And now we've got a late flag. I have no idea what that is.
That,
it looks like it's on the defense, but what is it?
Is that a horse collar, a flat, face mask? Because there's nothing that we saw from up here that indicated.
Okay. Face mask.
Face mask. All right. I was going to say, we didn't see it, but wow.
Yeah, none of the Southhold guys are kind of arguing, so I mean, they seem a little distraught or bummed, but
yeah.
That's going to – so in high school here, I do not believe it's an automatic first down, and so they had more than 15 yards to go, so they're probably going to set up a third and four-ish.
I think third and two.
Yeah, they've – man, they have they clipped off 15 yards? Okay, so it's a – the flag is at – where the action occurred, and so the action occurred downfield, so that'll line up a third and two. And so a little bit different here. You know, those personal foul face masks are not automatic first downs. And now they've got third down on the stick, third down on the board.
And Al Holt says it's fourth down.
I'm pretty sure that Coach Peterson here is trying to explain that it's fourth down because I don't – let's see. With the so the referees are going to chat about this and try to figure out what down it is, but I think – does that face mask – that face mask, they, is it a replay of down?
You're the official, not me.
Just JV, Troy. Yeah.
You know the rule book?
No, I know. And that's what they're arguing about. So
yep, there you go.
They don't get a replay of the down. The play occurred – the play occurred, they got 4 or 5 yards on the pass, the face mask happened, you tack that 15 on, and here we are, fourth down. So it's going to be fourth and two, big play, ball's going to be at the south pole, 29-yard line, it's going to be a give up the middle, and he's got enough for the first down, it's going to be close. It looks like they're going to give him the spot.
From my point of view, he's got it.
Yep, and they're saying first down, so needed two, got three. Clock will be is stopped momentarily. It'll start clicking here once they get the ball spotted and the chain set. Now it's going. 1:25 to go.
Maybe when the chains are set.
Maybe when the chains are set. About when the chains are set. 27-yard line. East Atchison. Let's see. Simmons is under center. It's going to be a sweep to the left. And he breaks a couple.
Oh, he's gone.
Tackles. South Holt had him for about a 2 or 3 yard gain, and
they were incredible.
Cameron Brooks was able to just break away from about 3 or 4 defenders. Didn't really give him a chance. He kind of, boy, he just kind of just spun out of it.
Man, it
and ran the extra 22 yards for the touchdown.
He had 4 black jerseys hitting him hard, but just not enough wrapping him up, and he's bouncing around back there and takes it down the sideline.
Kind of goes a 27-yard touchdown run. East Atchison's going to go for two, and they're going to run a little out pattern there. That'll be good. So, as it is, the 2-point conversion is good with 1:04 left to go. South Holt 27, East Atchison 14. It's high school football on Sunny 101.3.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department at 402-335-6400. Where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
This scoring recap presented to you by Arbister Motor Company. Arbister Motor Company in Falls City, selling new and pre-owned vehicles with certified technicians and a full-service body shop. It's a nice little answer by East Atchison right before the half, 1:04 to go. It was a 27-yard touchdown run by Cameron Brooks after an 8-play, 59-yard drive. Headland was in for the 2-point conversion, 27-14, South Holt over East Atchison. The kickoff from right to left in front of us. Prusman takes it at about the 6-yard line. He's going to break 1 or 2 tackles and up to about the 20,
15 or 20 yard line, and South Holt's kind of looking for a little extracurricular activity flag.
Yeah.
Prusman is not happy because it looks like the East Atchison players were maybe using his body to get up off the ground instead of pushing up off the ground. I'm thinking that's what's going on. That's
Weston Classic getting on the tackle for East Atchison.
That could have probably been a flag. You know, it's okay letting it go, but you start letting those things go and they escalate. And so that's what you just got to keep an eye on. South Holt's got 57 seconds to operate with. They lead 27-14. Last game of the regular season, number two in the state. Rivalry game. East Atchison with a few injured players back tonight. And South Holt will, Metzger is going to take the snap and give up the middle. He's going to keep himself up the middle for a 3-yard gain. And the clock is ticking. Let's see if they try to hurry up a little bit. Yes, Coach Peterson says yes.
Tatum Johnson in on a tackle for the defensive line.
Metzger, shotgun formation. He's got one right receiver to each side. He's going to run for about six or seven more and find his way out of bounds to stop the clock near midfield at about the 38-yard line. 26 seconds left to go.
Sammy Leatherby hit him, and then he didn't bring him down, but carried him 10 yards out of bounds to stop that clock. So a heck of a run with carrying the defender on your back to get out of bounds.
Now, Metzger's looked good tonight. 160-pound junior. Shifty and fast. 26 seconds to go in the first half. South Holt breaks the huddle. They're going to go that same formation. Prusman out here to the right. The older Prusman to the right. And I think Kurtz is out to the left. Metzger with Nolan in the backfield. Metzger takes the snap. He looks downfield. He's got a little bit of time.
Oh.
Just dumps it out to Nolan around the left side. Nice little play. Good for about 17, 18 yards. Up to about the 25-yard line into East Atchison territory.
Nolan just, you know, put a little block on, went up about 5 yards, and just waited, and finally got dumped. The ball got dumped to him, and he made it up about 20 yards after it.
18 seconds to go. Plenty of time, right? Plenty of time here. Shotgun formation. Twins to the left. Prusman's going to come shallow across the middle. He finds Nolan open, wide open in the middle of the field. And I'm sorry, that was not Nolan. That was Kemmerling. Kemmerling completed pass, and South Pole will take a timeout. We will too. We're going to be a timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to South Holt High School. South Holt Knights undefeated here, hosting the East Atchison Wolves and the regular season finale. Lucas Freshall, Troy Nelson. Troy, what do you expect here?
With 10 seconds left, and we're not keeping track of the timeouts, so I think they've taken two of them.
Yeah.
So if you got one timeout left, you got to get a little quick on the out-of-bounds to stop the clock. If not, you got to use that last timeout. But again, 10 seconds, so you don't got a lot of time.
They've got time for two plays if they run it right. Let's see here.
They run it right.
Metzger is going to call the cadence. He's going to take the snap. He's going to come around to the right. Breaks one tackle. He's got a wide open fielder out to the left side. Kate Kurtz is going to
play.
Throwing a walk out there. But Kate Kurtz is probably going to get flagged for a holding penalty. Good thing for South Holt. There is 1 second left to go here. And if that clock was zeros, I don't think they'd get another chance for the play. But it's going to be – he did go in. Metzger was able to scramble in for the touchdown. But now that there's 1 second left, they're probably going to call a hold here. It is a hold, but at least South Holt, I think, will have a chance to run another play if they're – let's see. They are calling a hold, and they're having a little meeting here about how to
assesses. The flag is down at the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
And I originally my indication was that Kate Kurtz was making a heck of a block. I thought it was a good block on the far side, but it's far away for me to see if it was a hold. They're gonna call a hold and that's gonna back stop hold up. They're gonna wave off the touchdown. And they should have one play left.
From about the 10 then?
Let's see where they spotted here. They've got it.
10.
Yep, good call. About 10 or 11 there. And
where that flag was thrown over there, it looked like it was close to the goal line.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if South Holt has a timeout or not. I thought that they had one timeout left, but
they did too.
Okay, they're going to kick a field goal here.
Oh, wow. Kicking a field goal.
So that'll line up for a 28-yarder. If he's 7 yards deep, let's call it a 28-yarder from the 11-yard line. Ball's in the middle of the field. Snap back. Hold down. Looks good.
Wow.
Oh, man. Making a wide right, and so Mark just misses the field goal. And disappointing ending there for South Pole. Kate Kurtz not very happy there. You can kind of sense he's not really happy about that holding call, but that's the way it goes. And so South Pole will hold on to the lead here. They're up 27-14. Big game here. Undefeated South Pole Knights hosting East Atchison. We're going to take a halftime break. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the halftime scoring recap presented to you by Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt for parts, sales, and service. They have 5 other locations in Northeast Kansas. Tell you what, to start this game off tonight, South Holt looked like someone who couldn't even be touched. Say for the first 3 to 4 minutes of the game, they couldn't be stopped on offense and stopped East Atchison for net negative yards. Starting off the scoring with 10:49 to go, just a minute and 11 seconds into the game, Cole Metzger hits Tylan Bruceman for a 25-yard touchdown pass after a 6-play, 58-yard drive. The extra point was good, 7-0. 7:59 to go in the first. They score again on a 2-yard run by Nolan after a 4-play, 25-yard drive. That extra point by Mark was no good, 13-0. With 5:24 to go in the first quarter, it was a 38-yard run by Blake Simmons after a 7-play, 78-yard drive. Their extra point was no good. East Atchison onto the board and showing some life, 6-13. With 1:38 to go in the first quarter, there was a 20-yard run by Metzger of South Polk, 7-play, 45-yard drive. Mark's extra point was good, 20-6 South Polk. South Polk put another one on the board
at the beginning of the second quarter with 11:19 to go. It was a one-yard pass from Metzger to Kurtz after a three-play 25-yard drive. Mark's extra point was good, 27-6. And East Atchison, with an eight-play 59-yard drive, Cameron Brooks scrambles 27 yards after he was surely tackled by about, I'm going to say, three or four South Holt Knights.
Yep.
He was able to break free of that and score. Headland was good for the two-point conversion on the little out pattern to the right side. 27-14 East Atchison. That's where the score stands. South Holt was able to score a touchdown with 1 second left in the half, was negated by a holding penalty called back, and so they lined up for a 28-yard field goal. Mark missed that just to the right. Looked like a really nice kick and hold, but just kind of pushed it to the right, and so that's where we're at, 27-14. Troy, what are you seeing out there?
Well, again, going back to last week, watching Mound City play them, maybe East Atchison learned a few things from that video from the game, because, again, this score is pretty close for being, you know, undefeated South Holt on their senior night, last game of the season, you know, only leading 27-14.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be one of those, like, 65-66-8 games, but...
You know, East Atchison 4-4, I guess, you know, we don't watch enough Missouri 8-man football to know what their strength of schedule is and how it's been working for them.
Yeah, I'm just not connected as well over here, but,
yeah.
Boy, they got some good football teams, and it's been a lot of fun to come over and cover. And we were, like we were talking earlier, we were up in Mountain City last week and really thought South Hole would just, you know, cruise Mountain City. But, man, Mountain City showed some heart there, kind of kept to the ball game. It was cold night last Friday, beautiful night here tonight.
Oh, beautiful, yes.
So I think we'll take a little break here and check the weather for you. Live from Oregon, Missouri, it's 8-man football, Missouri style, 27-14, South Holt over East Atchison. We'll take a break. You're listening to it on 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Community Medical Center invites you to join them for a Pink Out community event October 20th from 2 to 4 p.m. Stop in and tour the imaging and oncology department, talk to the staff, and enjoy some refreshments. There will be giveaways and a drawing for a spa basket. You don't want to miss this Pink Out event October 20th at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
In Nemaha County, Nebraska, it's comforting to know there's a healthcare partner that we can rely on, Nemaha County Hospital. With a legacy of excellence, Nemaha County Hospital is our trusted source for top quality healthcare services. Their dedicated team of medical professionals are committed to our well-being. From routine checkups to cutting-edge treatments, they offer a wide range of medical services right here in our own community. Visit their website at nemahacountyhospital.com to learn more about the services they offer. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for one, two, or three lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Rose Elizabeth?
Get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Rope Elizabeth? She's not gonna like that.
The robots will prevail.
Oh boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Finishing your degree.
Get these great deals from U.S. Cellular.
Class not offered on
A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
From home, Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back to high school football here. We're live in Oregon, Missouri. We got 10:30 to go at halftime, and South Holt is in charge here, 27-14. South Holt just missing out on a touchdown towards the end of the half. They would have marched down the field with just under a minute to go. Able to line up for a field goal, unable to connect on the field goal. Troy, you got any area scores over there?
Well, let's talk Nebraska football first here. Pawnee City leads Dorchester 44-4. I think we're early in the fourth quarter there.
Did you say 44-4?
Yes. That's what Nixon reported. So two safeties there, 44-4.
I know six-man football has some weird deals on some points where, like, if you kick a field goal,
yeah,
it's worth four points. So I don't know the truth.
Yeah, 44-4. Yep, I don't know either. But that game is heard on KTNC on the other end. In Fall City tonight, Raymond Central's in town, and they have a 20-14 lead at halftime. All right, so those are some Nebraska scores. Let's see if we can get some Missouri scores for you. Again, from my Max Preps app. Again, it's not up to date as it should be, but from what I got right now, North Platte leads Lathrop 14-0. Liberty North is up now. Lee Summit West 19-6. St. Pius is 21-13 over Savannah.
I got a big one here. Okay. Local area teams, huge district final game going on in Auburn tonight.
Yeah.
Auburn undefeated in the district. I think they're undefeated in the district. I think Nebraska City's undefeated in the district. 21-19, Auburn up, 8 minutes left in the third. Huge game there in Auburn tonight.
Auburn, yep. Mid Buchanan is ahead 30-14 over Kip Legacy. I'm making a fool out of myself reading some Missouri stuff here. But let's talk about this District 6 that we're at right now. And again, you heard the coaches talking before the game started. South Holt has the number one seed. They'll have a bye. West Nottoway is the two seed. They'll have a bye. East Atchison should drop into the third position. And here's where it gets kind of shaky. You don't know for sure what's going to happen, but Rockport should be, in my calculations, is 4. Mound City is 5. And then North Andrew is 6. So, again, next week, opening round of the state playoffs, Mound City plays Rockport. North Andrew again plays East Atchison. Again, this is all unofficial, just my calculations on records before the game started.
That's good. I think it's always kind of a fun time of year where you get,
yeah,
you know, through the regular season, you wake up on Saturday morning, you see kind of where you're seated, who you're going to play, what's the bracket look like, and so a lot of area teams will be doing that, line up for the playoffs. I think we've covered our halftime show here and some updates, so we'll send it back to the studio here. We got 7 minutes and 30 seconds left for halftime, so we'll take an extended break and we'll come back with second half action. Sunny 101.3.
Did you know breast cancer impacts both women and men? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Nemaha County Hospital wants you to know that early detection can save lives. Their experienced team of medical experts is here to emphasize the importance of regular screenings and self-examinations. Together, we can make a difference. Spread the word, get screened, and work towards fighting breast cancer. Learn more about their breast health services at nemahacountyhospital.com. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are. To ensure this harvest season goes smoothly, their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Are you looking for a new activity for the kids or the whole family? At Heller Martial Arts, we have something for everyone. Taekwondo for all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. Anyone can do it, and you can start anytime. And your first class is free. Call today, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts at 1522 Stone Street, Fall City. And you can find us on Facebook at Heller Martial Arts.
Here at Frontier Bank, we believe in keeping things local. When you shop in your community, everyone wins. You get friendly personal service from someone you know and trust. As a result, a part of every dollar you spend locally is used to finance our schools and to provide police and fire protection. Shop in our community. We sincerely appreciate it.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farm and City Supply in Fall City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. We've got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you need for harvest time, so give us a call. Come on in, Farm and City Supply. We'll keep you cutting.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Oregon, Missouri here, as we are getting ready to set up the second half of our Missouri eight-man football game here on Sunny 101.3. Beautiful Friday evening, Lucas.
It's gorgeous out there.
Oh, man, I forgot to write it down, but before the game started, it was 72 degrees. 6 mile per hour wind, because you look at the flag up there on the end zone by the scoreboard, and it is not moving.
Oh, it's nice. I didn't even bring a coat tonight.
I brought a sweatshirt just because.
I don't know why you did that.
Just because, remember? Send a statement. All right, so we got about 2 minutes left here on this clock. All right, again, any scores we need to talk about as we get going here?
I think we covered them there. I know that there's that big game in Auburn, so if any of the area listeners, I'm sure anybody that's intrigued with the Auburn game is at it. So if you're around the area and you're within the signal, you're probably at that game. That's a big game up there. I'm trying to keep you posted, though.
All right, and again, the number one seed in District 6 is the South Holt Knights at the moment, undefeated, ranked number 2 in the state. Right, and we didn't get to say this ahead of the game, so let's say it now. South Holt got black helmets, got black jerseys with gold numbers, and black pants with a gold stripe on it. The visiting team, East Atchison, 4-4, they got black helmets. We got white jerseys with black numbers with an orange trim on it, and black pants for them, too. So both teams have a lot of black in their color scheme, a little bit of gold, a little bit of orange.
Yeah, I like those South Holt Knights uniforms. They're sharp.
And let's see, for the Huskers tomorrow, 2:30 kickoff, I think, Northwestern comes to town.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, your Chiefs, 3:25-ish, Chargers come to Kansas City.
Yeah, so big game there. I love those, you know, those 3:30 games are going to be a lot of fun. Get a little tailgating in, get home, you know, just after dinner time, as the sun goes down, it's 3:30 games are nice.
So you're heading to that game?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you talk more about tailgating more than the game then, so there we go. All right, but yeah, Chargers at the Chiefs. And again, if you can't go to the game, we'll have it right here. I think KTNC takes that game. Is that right?
Yeah, it's either KTNC or Sunny.
Yeah, one of our stations.
I think it's Sunny. I can't remember. Darn it. Sorry, John. If you're listening, John, text me. We'll tell the viewers.
You can blow your phone up now. As we get 6 seconds here, and again, they're going to put 3 more minutes back up. Traditionally, they do. And let's see if we do it. And the clock goes to 0. Yep, and now we got 3 minutes until. All right, so again, the undefeated South Holt Knights having senior night here. Beautiful October 20th weather. East Atchison comes into town 4-4. And again, as long as in Missouri 8-man football, every team qualifies for the state playoffs. And in District 6, they have the 6 teams, so there will be 2 teams that have a first-round bye. And it should be South Holt, and it should be West Nottoway, or Nottoway Holt, whatever you want to call it. On my paper, it says West Nottoway, but in parentheses, it says Nottoway Holt. But again, I am not the Missouri person to, you know, be saying it wrong, so it doesn't matter.
Troy, you're doing your best. You're doing a really good job. You're doing
Thank
your best.
You, Mr. Freckle.
Yeah, I'm sure the listeners out there really appreciate it. Maybe you should have seen Troy. He's come. He is prepared. He's got a whole notebook trying to study up on the Missouri stuff.
Study up, yeah. Something like that. The South Holt did win the toss, and they've elected to receive, so that means East Atchison will have the ball coming out of halftime. And again, East Atchison is doing what they need to do. They trail 27-14 here. Again, on the regular season game of the I'm saying it all backwards. You take it.
Well,
you had a thing played before the game started. What was it?
Last regular season game. I'm not sure where you're going with that.
No, but you had something in your head that you're going to lead into, but we didn't have enough time to do it.
I think I did it all.
Oh,
I think I was just trying to rehearse the pregame, and
okay.
You know, usually we've got a little bit longer pregame here, and so hey, you got your notes, but then you just want to rehearse. You want to make that opening kind of introduction as smooth as possible. We'll keep the listeners here.
But again, we got a beautiful press box over here too. This is built brand new last year. Last year when we were over here, we were the only ones on this side because it didn't have anything else set up for the box over here. But oh, yeah, this is beautiful.
That's right. It looks like we're getting close to second half action. So that'll wrap up our halftime post-game score update presented to you by Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt. For parts, sales, and service, they have 5 other locations in Northeast Kansas. So we've got about 40 seconds left on the halftime here, and we'll be close for a third quarter action. Troy, what do you think? I can't tell. I feel like South Holt's just waiting to explode again.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to be on defense here first. But if East Atchison can rally and possibly get a touchdown here, it's going to be a Well, obviously, a brand new ball game. They're only down two possessions.
All right, here we go. South Holt has the ball set on the 30-yard line for the kickoff. Set the kick for South Holt. Ball, right-footed kicker has it away. Trevor Mark. It's going to be into the end zone. Two kick returners back there, let him fall between them and hold for a touchback.
Yeah, that ball landed almost right on the goal line, and so that's enough for the touchback. East Atchison will have the ball at their own 15-yard line.
All right, so the white visiting jerseys come out the sideline. You should have Harms, Rosebaum, and Johnson for your linemen. Kingery and Headland for your receivers. Simmons is your quarterback. He's going to be in a shotgun formation. Litherby in the eye. Sorry, the fullback in the eye, and Murray and Dot in the eye. And the fake to Litherby, and Simmons is going to keep it around the right side for about a 5-yard gain.
Stopped on the play by Kurtz. Also in there, I believe, the elder Prusman.
Second down and four, so a gain of six there for East Atchison. Bringing the play in from the sideline is DeRossi. Did I say that right?
I think it's DeRozier.
DeRozier, yeah.
DeRozier.
DeRozier. I can't read my own handwriting. Again, he's one I had to, we had to write down. We didn't have him in our starting lineup.
There was a couple of fanatics in there.
Yeah. Simmons, under center, in motion, DeRozier. And the give is to Murray on the right side. And Murray's going to lose some yardage.
Yeah, he's going to lose some yardage. The younger Tate Prusman, the freshman, was in on the tackle.
Oh, they're going to give him back to the line of scrimmage. So no gain. Third down for East Atchison. Again, third quarter action here. Clock running with 10:54 left in it. The white jerseys break your huddle. East Atchison comes to the line. Simmons is coming under center. We got an eye formation. Litherby and Murray. Long snap. Oh, we've got to delay a game here, or what happened?
He tried to take the timeout, but I think he's going to start.
Not a delay a game, but again, he knew he was running out of time because he tried to call a timeout, but then one of his linemen moved.
Yeah, last week when we were in Mount City, Mount City's got some neat infrastructure up there. They've got play clocks at each end zone.
Yeah.
But when you don't, the back judge here will put up their hand when it goes to 10 seconds, and then when it gets to 5, they'll go 5. Four, and then kind of just wave it off. So he must have seen that fourth or fifth wave come through, tried to take the timeout, but it was a false start before he could get the timeout or the delay game.
All right, so third down and about nine for East Atchison. Same formation. Simmons comes up under center, eye formation, with Litherby and Murray in the eye, and they take to Litherby. Nope, going to give it to Litherby on the left side. He's not
going to
get much.
Not going to get much. Just going to line up the fourth down here, and this seems to be an interesting situation. I mean, you don't feel like you necessarily have to go for it, but East Atchison has done, they've opted to punt here on some of these longer situations.
And that's what they're doing here. They're setting up for the punt. But again, they did fake it before, so let's see what they can do. All right, again, Weston Klosick is your punter. Snap is away. Klosick does punt it on the right side. Not a good one, though. It's going to hit and about the 35 and roll down to about the 26-yard line and stop there. South Holt will not pick it up. They'll just let it go dead.
Now they're going to mark this one at the 27. I don't think it was blocked, but it almost came off and felt like it was blocked. I mean, he's had some really good punts today, Weston Klosick, but that one just kind of was just a weird little awkward kick.
Yep. All right, so South Holt will take over. First possession of the second half. They have the ball on their own 27-yard line. Clock at 9:29. They lead 27-14. Two receivers, one to the left, one to the right. Metzger, shotgun formation. Nolan to his left. And the give is to Nolan. Nolan tries to go up the middle and shoots it out to the left side. He's going to get about a 2-yard gain.
2-yard gain, and good block there by Brock Rao, who was kind of opening up the hole there, pulling from the left guard position.
Again, hurry up offense by South Holt, and Metzger is going to take the snap and just tuck it through and go down on the right side for about 2 more yards.
Another excellent tackle there by River Dow. He's done a pretty good job there from the secondary position, not letting anyone get behind him when he's in front of them.
third and two now for South Holt. Ball spotted around the 34-yard line. Snap away, shotgun. Metzger pumps it and then brings it down. He's got some running room around the left side. He turns it on. He's going to be shoved out of bounds around the 25-yard line. He's got to say.
Yeah, he's going to run out of bounds there. It's 25, cross midfield there, just scrambling around the left side. It would have made something out of it.
Once he hit that corner, you can see it shifted. Just go. First and 10, South Holt, shotgun formation. Metzger looks to the sideline. Now he gets to claps it and gives it to Nolan. Nolan to the left side and switch to the right side. It's not going to get a whole lot.
You'll be good for about two or three there. And South Holt's still in the hurry up.
Second and 2, second down and 8. Shotgun formation again is Metzger. Nolan to his left. Back to Nolan. Metzger keeps it. He's tried to go left, but nothing there. And now he's going to come back to the right, follow his block, and move forward for about 3 more yards.
River Dow, another open field tackle.
All right, brings up 3rd down and 1. South Holt. Ball spotted on the near hash mark. Oh, Metzger tried to take a quick snap. It looked like he fumbled it, but brought it back up. And he got a flag on the far side.
Maybe a legal participation. It looked like Klosick was trying to run off the field, and he was still about 2 or 3 yards onto the field when they snapped it. So good awareness by South Holt. He was trying to hurry up anyway. Notice that they had 9 guys on the field, and they're going to get flagged for it. It should be an automatic first here.
South Holt players clapping. Yep, there's your call. Legal participation against East Atchison. So first down for South Holt, and they're going to get the ball close to the 10-yard line. Right off the 10, it looks like, from our angle here. And oh, about the 12-yard line. First and 10 from about the 12-yard line. Clock running with 8:29 left here in the third quarter. South Holt leads 27-14, but inside the red zone, getting ready to punch another one in. Metzger brings the team out of the huddle. Shotgun formation. Nolan to the right this time. Metzger's going to take snap and keep it and squirm around in the, up the middle and do a little footwork and get down to about the 2-yard line.
Down to about the 2-yard line, stopped by Owen DeRozier.
Taken down by DeRozier. Down to the 3-yard line,
2nd and 2
for the 9.
Tate Prusman bringing the play in from the sideline this time. 2nd and 2 from the 3, it looks like, from where we're at. Metzger, shotgun. Going to keep it on the option to the right side. Quarterback, Metzger. In on a 3-yard touchdown scamper that time for the South Holt Knights. With 7:44 left in the third quarter, South Holt's attempting the PAT. Again, your holder is Kurtz. Marked is your kicker. Snap is away. Ball's down. Kick is up. And it is just a little bit to the left. The PAT is no good for South Holt. So with 7:44 left in the third quarter, South Holt extends the lead 33-14. You're listening to Missouri 8-man football on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sist, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
By Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Bull City. Here's the kickoff. We'll get back to you.
South Holt kicks it into the end zone. Again, same thing. That's a ball between the two returners. And goes.
South Holt was able to hold on defense to open up the second half, and they take their first possession of the second half. 7 plays, 53 yards, capped off by a 2-yard run by Metzger.
with 7:44 to go left in the third. The extra point was no good there. 33-14 South Holt over East Atchison, and a little more breathing room for him.
East Atchison comes out of the huddle. Again, the ball first and 10 on their own 15. Simmons, shotgun formation. He's going to keep it to the left side. He's got a little running room. Takes a block. And he's just steps out of bounds and about to his 25-yard line. He had some running room.
Yeah, just stepped out of bounds there. And looks like he could have maybe taken it to the distance. But I am happy to report that I've been working on this popcorn kernel in between my teeth all game, and I finally got it out.
Oh, well, thanks for that visual, Lucas. First to 10, East Atchison. Ball spotted on their own 26-yard line. What color was it?
I mean, it's just a popcorn girl, but yeah, you're right. I could have maybe kept that to myself, but I am pumped.
Oh, yep. All right. Simmons under center. Gives to Leatherby on the right side. He's got some running room. He breaks to the right side, going to the 30, to the 20, and down in the 10 for the touchdown is Sammy Leatherby.
Goes down as a 54-yard touchdown run, and that boy's showing some wheels.
Now, again, I got to make sure this is Leatherby because that front jersey number is kind of curled underneath there, but that's who it should be. It's either a 16 or an 18. Got it.
That's got to be, that's an 18. Yeah, yours, you just came out, right?
Yeah. Is that 18, Cameron Brooks then?
Yep,
that was Brooks. Brooks did that.
Yeah,
Cameron
again.
Brooks did that. Cameron Brooks. Man, he hit that corner and he was gone. All right, so two-point conversion attempt. Simmons under center, rolling to his right. Now he's going to tuck in, try to get to the cone, down to the pylon, and no good. Gets shoved out of bounds about the one-yard line. So the two-point conversion fails. 7:29 left in the third quarter. South Holt 33, East Atchison 20. Eight-man football on 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City at 307 West 15th Street, your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. And South Holt scored, and East Atchison has answered, taking away that breathing room. It's back to a two-possession game. It was a two-play, 65-yard drive capped off by a 54-yard run by the speedster Cameron Brooks with 7:29 to go in the third quarter. 33-20 after the two-point conversion was no good.
And Tate Johnson kicks off for East Atchison there. And, again, not a great kick. It's going to be fielded around the 30-yard line by one of the returners from South Holt. I think that was Prusman that caught it. And then he moves forward for about another 6 yards. So South Holt will take over on their own 33-yard line. All right, they lead the game, 7:25 left here in the third quarter, 33-20. South Holt breaks the huddle. Home team in all black jerseys. Helmet. Snap is away. Gives to Nolan on the right side. He's going to cut around. He's got some money to him. And nice tackle, open field there.
Nice block by Tylan Prusman here from the right wide receiver position. He's able to hold his block and so able to get across midfield to the 34.
Hurry up offense again. First and 10, South Holt. Shotgun formation is Metzger. He's going to fake to Nolan and take it on his own to the left side and not going to have much as defense strings it out.
Not much there. And East Atchison kind of holding tight, be about a 2 or 3 yard gain, lines up second and 7-ish.
I did get escorted out of bounds, so the clock is stopped with 7:05 left in the third. Now, we actually went to the huddle this time. So we got a receiver to the right, Tylan Prusman. Receiver to the left, Griffin Kimmerling. Shotgun formation, a gift to Nolan. Owen's going to come to the right side and maybe get 2 yards on that carry.
Yeah, he's going to be about 2 yards short of the first down here. So, four down territory for sure. Third and two, third and three, 6:50 to go in the third quarter.
All right, so third and two. Now they do the hurry up. Linemen are set. Shotgun formation. Metzger, Nolan, two is left. Two receivers, one left, one right. Metzger looks to his coach on the sideline. Now he claps it. Snap is away. Going to keep it. Follows Walker up the middle. And he's got enough for the first down and a little more.
He's got enough for the first down. First to make the hit there for East Atchison. Kate Johnson, 220-pound sophomore. And his jersey, his white jersey, is a little dirtier than everyone else. And so you can tell that boy's been roughing it up there, kind of on the D-line. He's been in a lot of the action tonight, playing nice job from the nose guard position.
First and 10, South Holt, shotgun formation. Metzger takes the high snap, gets to Nolan. Nolan's going to the right side. Breaks one tackle, and he can be brought down there.
There he was again. Tate Johnson able to make first contact, not able to bring him down, but East Atchison has switched from a 4-1 defense to what looks to be a 3-2.
Second and five for South Holt. Metzger comes to the sideline to get the play from his coach. All right, we got two receivers to the left, one to the right. Nolan stays in the backfield. Metzger takes the high snap, and he fakes to Nolan and up. Referees throw the yellow flag and stop the play.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they're going to get Nolan for just jumping a little early, maybe. Yeah, Nolan's kind of shaking his head like, sorry, coach. They might have gotten him for just a little quick moving forward.
All right, so the penalty brings it back to the original line of scrimmage. So second down and 10. Referee winds his arm. Clock is running. 5:25 left in the third. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Shotgun is Metzger. Nolan to the left in motion. Fake to Nolan. Metzger's going to keep it, and he's going to be hit and dropped for a loss. And the South Holt fans want a little bit extra hit there at the end, but they're not going to get it.
Yeah, Trent Kingery was kind of came in right as the whistle was blowing. And, you know, Nolan was... He was kind of sitting, I'm sorry, Metzger, was it Nolan? I can't remember who carried the ball. Whoever's carrying the ball, he was kind of sitting on the ground and kind of hit him right as the whistle blew.
We got a referee timeout for blood. So we're sending in, who's coming in? Finn Hurst, is that right? Freshman coming in. Yep, number 22, Finn Hurst. Had to bring a South Pole player out. He's got some blood, so the coaches are wrapping him up. Finn is going to wide up, be a wide receiver to the right. So two receivers, right? Two receivers left. Empty backfield. And tucking it now is Metzger. Oh, he chucks it as he goes out of bounds, and it's going to fall incomplete. And they are going to call that one a late hit, and Metzger goes all the way out to the Cinder track.
Yeah, it's going to be a late hit on Weston Klosick, and... I mean, he was throwing the ball, and it was right on the out-of-bounds, but it's the nature of the way that he hit him. You know, football has just changed, and so you just can't make those hits anymore. And he hit Metzger so hard that Metzger ended up on the gravel track over here, which is about, I don't know, 6 or 7 feet away from the playing field.
Man, and went underneath the rope barrier, and what was really cool, as you... Your offensive lineman there for South Holt, Trace Millen, went over and made sure his quarterback was fine and helped him up and lifted that string for him to walk underneath of it. So good sportsmanship by your teammate here.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm telling you what, Metzger's a little kind of, he's got a little bit of a limp, but I can't tell, maybe he hit his elbow or his wrist on that track, but... He doesn't look to be 100%. I think it's something of an effect on the last play there. But, you know, just, gosh, borderline play. Oh, now there's another flag. Coach is going to get a flag over there. Oh, Aaron Barron is going to get a flag. I think it's on him. It's going to be some sort of verbal. some sort of verbal something that caused the flag.
And the head referee's over there talking to him, and he's pointing at something.
And he's kind of saying, he's going, the quarterback was throwing the ball. He was throwing the ball, which, I mean, there's a little bit of an argument there, but it's just the way that he was hit out of bounds and kind of roughed up. It's close. I mean, 20 to 25 years ago, it's probably not a flag. I don't know. Maybe not.
All right, so
sports
for life against the Woods. So that's a 4th and 5. That'll be an automatic first down for South Holt. Again, your head coach over there trying to state his case for his defense on that late hit. And it's a 5-yard penalty, so it should be enough. Yep, Chain Gang is moving on the far sideline. So 1st and 10, South Pole. Ball's going to be spotted somewhere around 11 or 12 yard line.
Wow.
All right, so after all of that, now we get to be back to football. So you got two receivers to the left, one to the right. Nolan back. He was the one that had to be taped up. All right, Metzger is going to keep it and try to go up the middle, and he's not going to get anywhere.
Nope, stopped by the play by Kate Johnson. He's kind of been everywhere, and good little stop there for East Atchison, trying to get some of that momentum back.
4:05 left in the third here. South Holt leads 33-20. Loss on the play, so 2nd down and about 13. Ball spotted on the 14th. South Holt taking their time now with this one. Metzger walking back to the huddle. Now the black jerseys break the huddle. Two receivers on the right, one on the left. Metzger in a shotgun, Nolan to his left. Snap is away. Brought down. Metzger wants to throw, but he's going to be flushed to his left. Now he cuts it back to the right. Oh, man. There's a big block in the middle of the field. The South Holt fans go crazy.
Yeah, it's a blindside block. And, you know, I think, you know, Trace Milne made the block. And, again, 20 to 25 years ago, that's a good block. But, you know, this day and age, they just call that targeting. It's just the way that the game has changed. It's a safety rule. And right as it happened, I could almost see it happening because quarterback scrambled left, coming back right, and all those defenders, they can't see him. It is what it is.
Right. Yeah. And, again, they, as you said, they changed that rule 5 or 6 years ago, and it's, oh, man, as the offensive lineman, just blocking for his quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue both of those personal fouls that we just saw were just, you know, big boy football plays, but the game has changed, and it's safety, and that's what it's all about.
So spot of the play on that. Now we got 2nd down and 30. Man, that's a long ways. Scoreboard is wrong. It says 2nd and 13. They didn't update it. The ball is spotted close to the 29-yard line here of East Atchison. It's 2nd down anyway. South Holt breaks the huddle. You got three receivers to the left. Empty backfield for Metzger. High snap goes over his head, bounces right to him, but two white jerseys get there in a hurry and drop him.
Yeah, that ball was right over Metzger's head. Good job by him for just getting on it and kind of securing the ball. That's going to back him up almost near midfield. But there were two East Atchison Wolves there in pursuit that could have scooped and scored on that.
Yeah.
So good job by Metzger.
So a loss of about another 10 yards. So 3rd down and 38. Ball spotted on the East Atchison 38-yard line. So scoreboard says roughly 3rd and 30. 2:45 left here in the third quarter. South Holt leads 33-20, but right now they're moving the ball the wrong direction.
They're going for this. Oh, it's 3rd down.
Third down. 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. Metzger drops back the pass. He's going to be flushed out of the pocket. Got some running room on the left side. Gets back to the middle. Got some more running room. Gets across the field. Goes to the right side. And shut down there. About the 2-yard line.
He's going to be close to the first down. That's just a good big boy football scramble there.
Wow.
Down to the left, back to the midfield. And good job by the South Holt, everyone downfield, for not doing a blindside or a hold block.
4th down and 1. 4th and 1 for South Holt.
Incredible.
2:20 left here in the third quarter. The clock has stopped because it went out of bounds. Fourth and one from the two. Snap is away. Quick hit to the right side, and he's in for a touchdown. From the quarterback, Metzger. And who to get to it? Trying to find out who the receiver is. Receiver number 7, Cade Kurtz. Kurtz on the reception for the 2-yard touchdown pass. And maybe not. Referees are down here huddling up.
I think if there's a flag on the play, it looks like it's going to be after the play. And I don't know if they're going to get top hole for having too much fun after they scored, maybe.
Okay. I don't see a flag, but they're all gathered up over there down there where the action was, so it could.
I'm going to write down this touchdown. I think it's going to stand.
All right, referees break their huddle. Their head official's coming to talk to the South Holt coach. And touchdown is good. Personal foul against East Atchison.
He didn't really indicate. He did the personal foul and then he waved East Atchison. He didn't really give us an indicator of what the personal foul was. And so that Coach Behrens is kind of looking for an explanation. Oh, shoving him into the ground, it looks like. He's kind of giving him that charade motion.
All right. Yep. The head official runs or walks over there, shows him just what you're talking about.
You go to some of those old school NFL clubs, you'll see a referee announcing, and he was down there. He's giving him the business.
Giving him the business. I saw that one this week. That is pretty wild that we you mentioned that. He's giving him the business.
He's giving him the business.
But the head official's over on the far sideline talking to the East Atchison coach, doing explaining.
That is the wildest drive that I've seen this year for sure. That is an incredible drive.
Yes.
And to be able to convert on a third and 38, third and 37, that's crazy.
All right. So South Holt scores, setting up for the PAT. And your holder is Kurtz. Ball is snapped. Ball's down. Kick is up. And it's going to be moved to the left. And no good. PAT, no good. With 2:15 left in the third quarter, South Holt extends the lead 39-20. You're listening to Eastman, Missouri football on Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3.
Regular season football, the scoring recap presented to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City. And that was the absolute craziest offensive possession drive that I've seen this year for sure. It was a 12-play, 47-yard drive, capped off by a two-yard pass from Metzger to Kurtz. The extra point was no good. South Holt's going to kick off here from the East Atchison 35-yard line. It's 39-20, and that drive had three personal fouls in it. Two going against East Atchison.
You do an onside kick here?
You might as well. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Field. And they don't. They're just going to push it all the way to the end zone. Yep. All right. So South Holt kicks off, goes in the end zone.
That was a good suggestion, Troy.
East Atchison will take over on their own 15. Well, you know, the ball's already crossed midfield.
If you onside kick it, it's got to get to the 25. Let's say you're even short, so you're at the 26 or 27. Both at the 15 anyway. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right. Anyway, East Atchison has the ball, first and 10 on their own 15. Under quarterback is Simmons. He's going to give to, looks like Liberty, but I can't really tell. But anyway, he stood up and jumped backwards for not much.
Nolan was the first man in pursuit and finishing
The tackle is Trevor.
Loss on the play. Second down and about 13 for East Atchison. They made their substitutions. They break the huddle. You're down on your offensive lineman, Harms, Rosebaum, and Johnson come to the line. Shotgun formation is Simmons. He's going to fake. No, he pitches it on the inside there. Looks like it's pitched to Murray. But Murray's not going to get much.
Yeah, just kind of a little underneath, a little shovel pass, almost like kind of one of those plays that Andy Reid might run for the Chiefs around the goal line. Travis Kelce coming around in front, just a little shovel pass up front.
All right. No gain on it. Third and 13. Ball spotted. Where are we at? On the 12-yard line somewhere in there. East Atchison breaks the huddle. Third down. Shotgun formation is Simmons. Set up to his left is Lithard. Lithard Murray. And your receiver on the far sideline jumps early. Did not watch the ball.
Yeah, that's going to be Owen DeRozier. You know, oftentimes when things like that happen, maybe the ball is going to be intended for him. So he's excited. He's ready to run his route. He's going to come out of the game.
All right, third and 20 for East Atchison. All right, again, the ball spotted down inside the 10. Looks like around the 8-yard line. Can't really tell from this angle. Snap is away. Ball, a nice pass down the right sideline and going to lead him just a little too far. Simmons intended for...
That's Cameron Brooks. That's the speedster that scored the last two touchdowns.
He just led him a little too far. He had maybe a half a stride there.
The senior tight end, Colin Headland, on the far sidelines experiencing some cramps. Trying to get those worked out. You can see he's in bad shape over there. His calves are cramping on him, darn it.
All right, fourth and 20 for East Atchison. Your punter's lined up in the end zone. Snap is away, punt is away. Not a bad. It's going to take a great bounce for East Atchison. South Holt's going to pick it up on the 20. And a little action to the left, a little action to the right. Oh, he breaks one tackle, and he breaks another tackle.
He's running the wrong way, though.
White shirts are going to bring him down at the 15-yard line. South Holt, Tylan Prusman.
Yeah, he was able to break a bunch of tackles there and was able to kind of hold his ground. And then after he broke about the second or third tackle, he decided to go a little bit in the backfield there. He was going to try to get around the end. And, boy, if he would have just had about two more steps, he would have done it. But he loses about five or 6 yards there.
Yep. But just couldn't break those white jersey tackles.
I'd say the risk might be worth the reward. He's made some plays tonight.
Yeah, you bet. All right, South Holt leads, 23 seconds left in the third, 39-20. They have the ball first and 10 on their own 16-yard line. Let's see, you got receivers one left, one right. In the backfield is Metzger along with Noland. Snap is away, fake to Noland. Metzger takes it to the left. Now he's going to cut it up. And he's going to get 5 yards, bounces off one, and still moving. It's going to be thrown down from there. About a 3-yard gain, maybe.
3-yard gain. That'll probably be the last play of the quarter.
Second down and 6. End of the third quarter here in Oregon, Missouri. South Holt, nice lead. East Atchison Wolves, 39-20. We'll send it back to Tom in the studio. You're listening to Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty,
Simplified, satisfied, sold. An equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. South Holt Knights, undefeated football team. It's week 9 against rival East Atchison. South Holt in control here, 39-20. It was a wild third quarter. This game has been, it was a slow first quarter. And by slow, I just mean a lot of scores. Took a long time to get through. The second quarter was pretty quick. Was kind of normalized football. And then that third quarter was just kind of a wild little chaotic situation that saw kind of South Holt momentum shift everywhere, but South Holt kind of coming out on top, if you will, I'd say, you know, and winning the quarter. And they go into the fourth in total control, up three possessions, 39-20, and they've also got the ball. The ball is going to be spotted at their own 20-yard line. It's second and six. And Metzger's going to call the cadence. He's going to hand it off to Nolan around the right side. He comes, tries to get back to the middle. He's the left hash mark. Good for a gain of about one or two. Winds up a third and five or four. And clock's ticking.
Weston Classic in on the tackle for the East Atchison Wolves.
Chance Klosick, that was a fellow I went to college with. Klosick, the left end over there, is the one who was credited with the roughing the passer penalty on the sideline here. And a couple plays later, South Holt got their own blindside block penalty, which lined up like a third and 37. And Metzger was able to scramble for about 35 yards, and the next play they scored a touchdown. Snap back to Metzger. He's going to fire across the middle. Pass is going to be complete to Kurtz. Kurtz is going to have it up for the first down. Extend the drive. Gets the ball up to about the 34-yard line. First and 10 Knights.
And that was just the third pass attempt by South Holt here in the second half.
South Holt, they've kind of shifted from hurry-up offense to slowing it down in the huddle. Right now they're in kind of huddle mode. I think their goal here is to just kind of maintain this, get out of this game injury-free, go into a bye week, and try to win a state championship. South Holt breaks the huddle. They are slowing it down here. They're going to wait for the back judge. The back judge is looking at her watch. She'll put her hand up. It's 10. It's 10 now, so wait 5 seconds, and then she'll start counting. Metzger calls the cadence, takes a snap, looks to the right. It's going to be a keeper around the right side. He's got a block there. Nice block by Prusman. He's going to bring it back towards the middle of the field. He's going to be right at the stakes. Might mark him just short after a 9-yard gain.
And bringing him down for the East Atchison is Cameron Brooks.
Cameron Brooks, the speedster who has scored East Atchison's last two touchdowns. South Holt still taking their time. 40-second play clock. 10:05 to go in the game.
Having trouble deciding between those 18 and the 16 on the East Atchison jerseys.
Metzger looks at the back judge. She's got her hand up. He's going to hand it off to Nolan. And Nolan's going to have enough for the first down. They're going to call his knee down about the 32, 31-yard line. First and 10 in the East Atchison territory.
Defensive lineman Tatum Johnson with the shoestring tackle there at the line of scrimmage.
South Holt in no hurry, of course. No need to be. They're in total control. I think they probably have enough points to win the game, but if you score another touchdown, that could, for me, seal it. I think they've got enough points to win. Wide receiver to the left. It's going to be a quick pass there to Griffin Kamerling, who kind of bobbled it and then caught it. And that bobble didn't allow him enough time to kind of make a move, so he's going to be tackled for a short game.
Great tackle by Brody. Here we go. With a hand. Freshman in there for that time for the defense of East Atchison.
South Holt in the huddle. Kimmerling will come out to the left. Prusman to the right. Metzger in the shotgun, flanked by Nolan. Nolan to his left. And the back judge has her hand up now, so he's got 10 to go. 8:42 to go on the clock. It's going to be hands to Nolan around the right side. He's got a little bit of room. And he's going to stay in bounds. He tried to stay in bounds there to make a little move, but just stepped out of bounds because he tried to cut back inbounds. And so they'll mark him out at about the 14-yard line. Another first down.
Far sideline, shoving out of bounds for East Atchison is River Dow.
South pole breaks the huddle. No hurry necessarily, but clock stop. They could go at their leisure. Same formation. Nolan flanked to Metzger's left. Now Prusman comes in motion from right to left. It's going to be a quick option, and that's a backwards pass, fumble. And Prusman able to jump on it there. Wise, good heads-up play, knowing that's a live ball. And so he's able to jump on that just inside the 20 at about the 16, 17-yard line.
Can't doing a great job of just falling forward on top of that ball because it was live and it was had a white jersey coming up to hammer him.
Metzger comes over to Coach Peterson, grabs the play, relays the info to his crew. They break the huddle. Prusman to the right. Kimmerling to the left. Nolan flanked to the left. It's going to be a fake give to Nolan. Keeper by Metzger around the left side.
Three white jerseys hitting him hard. It's going to be led by your defensive lineman, Tatum Johnson.
7:35 to go in the game, 39-20. The number two team in the state in control here. Final game of the regular season, looking at a bye next week before they'll start their playoffs the following week. Same formation, Metzger. Patient. Letting the clock tick. Back judge has her hand up. Metzger calls the cadence, takes the snap, looks downfield. He's got a couple men open in the middle of the field. It's going to be caught inside the five. And it's going to be close to a first down. I don't know if he's got the first down. Pass complete to Prusman, who from the right side was just running a little drag across the middle and found a little hole in the zone. He's going to be marked down at the four-yard line, and they've called the first. They're going to get rid of the sticks. It's first and goal from the four. Clock kicking, 6:55 to go.
Cameron Brooks in on coverage for East Atchison.
Coach Peterson looked at the play sheet, relays it in. Metzger to the line. The lineman's still up, not in the three-point stance yet. Now they go down into it. Back judge has her hand up. Snap back to Metzger. He's going to give to Nolan. Nolan will walk in nearly untouched. Get for the touchdown with 6:32 to go. Southpole's going to extend their lead and assuredly is going to finish the regular season undefeated here to extend the lead 45-20. Southpole is going to line up for the extra point here. Mark has been about 50%-ish on his extra points. He's missed one field goal from 28. Snap back, hold down. That one looks good, and it is. 46-20, Southpole, total control here. And we'll take a little break. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The Scoring Drive summary is brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, selling new and pre-owned vehicles with certified technicians and a full-service body shop. With a very methodical drive by Southpole, well-executed, able to drain some of that clock, a 12-play, 64-yard drive, capped off by a 4-yard run by Nolan with 6:32 to go in the fourth quarter. Marked extra point was good, 46-20, and the kickoff from right to left in front of us is going to be fielded, slipped, and he slipped right inside, right at the 5-yard line, I believe, was Owen DeRozier. And as he tried to get his momentum going, he just slipped and the knee came down. He tried to kind of hide it, but the refs caught that one.
Now, earlier in the first half, all of this slippage, as you were calling it, came down here on the east end zone. This one over here on the west side this time. Nope, I said it backwards. Yeah, west side.
6:31 to go in the game. East Atchison looking for a miracle here. Or maybe just a couple first downs to extend the drive. They're going to break the huddle. Going to be a standard I formation. Simmons looks to his right. And he's got Headland there for a nice little play. Headland was having some cramps earlier. Looks to be good to go here. Love to see that.
That was a nice little pass play by East Atchison coming out of the backfield and timing pattern, caught it, and brought down by Tylen Crusman.
Good for about 13 yards, first down, clock ticking, 6:15 to go. East Atchison in the huddle, breaks the huddle. Headland to the right. Looks like Kingery to the left. Snap back to Simmons. It's going to be a give around to the left side, and there's going to be a flag on the play. Perhaps a holding in the vicinity of what would be a holding. What do they got?
Going out of bounds on the far sideline is East Atchison. The clock is stopped with 5:57 left in the fourth.
Yes, thank you. So the play went for 5 yards. Thanks. I kind of got sidetracked by the flag and forgot to tell them what happened on the play. Holding on the offense is the call. They will back him up. So back him up 10. It'll line up a – oh, let's see. Did the holding occur downfield?
I thought it happened right up.
They called a 5-yard penalty, but maybe it was like a legal man downfield or something, not a hold. Hold's got to be 10 yards, I'm sure of it. 5:53 to go, clock ticking. Shotgun set for Simmons, takes a snap. Boy, he's under pressure quick. He's able to get the ball out and avoid a sack.
Brock Rao getting in his face, disrupting the rhythm of that. He had to get it away in a hurry. The receiver was not ready. He hadn't even turned on his pattern yet, and it falls incomplete.
It looks like they were just going to run a quick little pattern to Headland, I think, out here, and that was disrupted for sure. East Atchison breaks the huddle. Twins to the right. Headland's on the outside. Simmons calls the snap. He's going to dump it down to his slot receiver. There's going to be another flag on the play.
I think that one's on South Polk.
Yeah, what a
defender might have face masked him a little bit coming down.
Maybe he did. Catching the pass there was Cameron Brooks, the speedster.
That flag was thrown right in that direction where the tackle happened.
Now they're looking at the flag. They're trying to figure out how to step it off.
Still don't have a call as to what happened, though.
We don't. They're kind of talking in the mics. They're trying to figure it out between them. Now they're looking to the sideline. And let's see. You know, with all the activity going on, I thought the refs have done a pretty good job tonight. They've been, you know, it's a rivalry game. Emotions are high, and there's been a couple personal fouls that they've had to call, so it looks like block in the back on East Atchison, and that's going to be waved off. That'll bring up a third down here, and I believe the clock will start. It has not yet. No, maybe the clock stops there on that penalty. All right, 5:42 to go. Clock stopped. Shotgun formation. Snap back. Going to look across the middle, and
bam.
Ball was going to be intended for DeRozier, but underthrown by about 2 or 3 yards, and that's a function of a lot of pressure in the backfield.
Right. Yeah, a receiver coming across the middle of the field in coverage there was Cole Metzger and had him pretty good. And again, as you said, Lucas, the defensive lineman getting to the backfield rushing it.
Weston Klosick in. He's the punter. Prusman back at about the 32-yard line. Snap, punt. Punt is decent. Going to go out just not quite to midfield. Not the best punt. And they're going to mark it out at about the 38 right there. You got it. That's the right spot.
Got a little chuckle here because that ball went out of bounds and your freshman lineman, Alex Martin, was trying to catch that ball, and his teammates yelled at him, "Don't catch it." He was getting underneath of it to catch it. It was out of bounds. It wouldn't have mattered.
All right. They got the spot correct. 38-yard line. That is the correct spot. 38-yard line of East Atchison. So South Holt, I would expect, would run a few running plays here to keep that clock ticking. I think the goal here is just to stay healthy, boys. You got a big calendar in front of you here, a big task, a fun one, too. Snap back to Metzger. Give to Nolan. Nolan around to the right side. Good for about two or three. Stays in bounds. He's 5 yards from the far side out of bounds, so plenty of room there.
And on the tackle for East Atchison, Tatum Johnson, along with Colin Headland.
We're going to call it second and 8 from the 36. South Holt again, no hurry. We've got Kemmerling here to the left, Prusman to the right. Metzger is flanked by Nolan. Nolan's to his left. Prusman comes in motion, right to left. It's going to be a give to Nolan around the right side. He's going to be stopped for minimal gain, maybe one, up to the 35.
Same tackle, Headland and Johnson.
.430 to go in the game. Metzger goes to the sideline to get the play from Coach Peterson. Now he's in the huddle. They break the huddle. Looks like the same formation here. We've got Kimmerling in front of us here on the left side. Prusman to the right. Top hole going from right to left. Takes a snap. Metzger looks downfield. They're a little duress, able to get the ball out, and Prusman's able to dive and catch it. So good job by Metzger for making something out of it.
That was a nice catch, though. I happened to lay it out on the turf to get it. Good catch by South Holt there. Brings up fourth down, though.
Fourth down for the Knights. We expect them to go for this. Wouldn't be surprised if they got it. Fourth and four. From the East Atchison 32, 3:35 to go in the game. They're waiting for the play clock. And snap back to Metzger. Looks around the right. He's going to go deep. He's got him. He's got Kurtz. And Kurtz is going to be marked down at the 1 yard line. I think Kurtz wanted the touchdown, but they're going to mark him down for one. And he was just kind of going on a little seam pattern, and nice throw there by Metzger on fourth and four to convert the first down and set up a first and goal from the one. Clock ticking, 3:15 to go.
DeRozier in on the coverage for East Atchison, and he comes up a little bit injured.
South Holt looks prepared to extend this lead into the 50s. 46-20, and East Atchison able to stuff him for one.
Great defensive lineman tackle there by East Atchison.
South Holt up 26 right now. 2:45 to go. Same formation here. Shotgun. We've got Kemmerling to the left. Metzger's going to run a quick option to the right. He's going to pitch it to Nolan as he gets the DN to commit to him. And he's going to go in for six. That'll be a 1 yard touchdown run by Nolan. As the lineup for the extra point. Marked is in there for the extra point. Snap back, hold down, kick up, and looks to be good. It is. With 2:35 to go in the ball game, South Holt extends it 53-20. It's high school football on Sunny 101.3. We might still be live here. I think we are. 2:35 to go in the ball game, 53-20.
Six plays, 38 yards.
That was a six-play, 38-yard drive. Thank you. And South Holt looks to be
boys for a nice bye week. They definitely deserve it. They're going to end this regular season undefeated. And they're going to beat a rival here at the last game of the year. And wake up tomorrow and try to figure out what the bracket looks like. I think they were saying that they should be the one seed in there.
Should be the one seed. District 6.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Top hole to kick, right to left here. And East Apple's going to let it go into the end zone.
Did you see that?
Yeah, that ball kind of it dropped at the 4, scurried to the 3, to the 2, and then kind of rolled around at the 1 and then into the end zone.
And the two white jerseys and kick returners were not even moving to go get it.
No, they were just going to let that. I think they thought it was just going to scurry right into the end zone, and it was a little trick on them.
Wow.
-20, 2:35 to go. East Atchison in the huddle there. Ball at the 15-yard line. Looks like South Holt might do some substitutions. No, let's see. Okay, they're going to keep everyone in there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They got 8. East Atchison hustles through the line, and they're going to get flagged for
delay. Come from your back, Judge.
Yeah. Is she going to call a delay? Is that what they called it? Missed
yeah.
Signal. All right, delay a game. That'll back them up 5 to the 10-yard line. East Atchison breaks the huddle. Blake Simmons in the shotgun formation. Wide receiver left. Twins to the right. And that looks like Cameron Brooks, who wasn't able to hold on to it. And
Metzger in on the coverage for the Knights.
East Atchison here in the huddle. 2:29 to go in the game. Top old crowd still willing them. Been a fun crowd tonight. They really did into it.
Yep.
And excited. A lot of fun. We were undefeated. I'm sure they're excited for the postseason. Snapback's going to be a give, I think, to Brooks here. He's going to go for no gain. And that'll get the clock ticking. No gain. Maybe even a loss. Looks like, yeah, a significant loss there. Loss of at least 3 back to the 7-yard line. Third and 18 from the 7. East Atchison, Simmons under center. He's going to be a fullback give to Litherbury. And he'll be good for 3 yards. I have a fourth down here. 1:35 to go in the game.
Griffin Kimmerly on the tackle that time. Knights.
East Atchison almost looks like they might try to just go for this. Looks like they will. It's going to be a standard I formation with a heavy set to the right. And they're going to go to the left. You got one guy pulling, and looks like Brooks in the open field. He's going to be close to the first. Let's see if they give it to him. This is one of those, yeah, this is one of those situations where if you're even close, you just give it to him, and they're going to do that. I'm not so sure he wasn't a yard short. His shoulder pad might have been a yard short, but he was able to give the perception that he made the sticks.
And that was a pretty good run by him.
It was a good run.
Bouncing around over there, staying upright, and just kept moving.
That was a good run. So a ball up to the 25-yard line. Clock is still ticking. First and 10, East Atchison. They break the huddle. I formation. And then again, a heavy set to the right. Looks like we've got 2 guards to the right. And Headland's going to run his route. It's going to be kicked. And looks like
Kendall Nolan's going to have that pick with 28 seconds to go. South Pole will be able to just take a knee here. And let's see what they decide to do. 53-20.
Bruce Atchison trying to get onto that pass, and the quarterback just told his receiver to go. He was going to load it, and he just didn't put enough underneath of it.
Yeah, it looks like South Pole's all tucked in tight. Victory formation. They're just going to take a knee here. And the snap and the knee, and he's down, and that'll be the game. And South Pole has ended the regular season undefeated. They're going to get a bye next week. They're ranked 2 in the state, and they look like a pretty darn good football team here. Tell you what, you got Cole Metzger on the field, and he's been able to make some plays, but they just got playmakers all around. Kendall Nolan at the halfback has played good, and then Tyler Grusman is a playmaker out there. For the size that he is, he's making plays. Trace Millen, one of the premier linemen around, and South Holt's got those new lines, and they're doing kind of the light show thing. It's pretty sweet. They're going to end up 9-0. They're going to have a bye next week, and they got their eyes on a bigger prize. And so Northwest Missouri football is the task here. We'll take a little break and do the post-game show. That's the final here, number 2 in the state. South Holt is winning over East Atchison, 53-20. This is high school football on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Oregon, Missouri here as we wrap up the Missouri 8-man game of the week. Our presenting sponsor for this game is Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt. For parts, sales, and services, they have 5 other locations in Northeast Kansas. Lucas, what do you got?
Post-game wrap-up here. We'll go through the second half scoring. So coming into halftime, South Pole was up 27-14 right after an East Atchison touchdown. And so they were able to it was a tight third quarter, but able to extend it in the fourth. Leading off the second half scoring with 7:44 to go in the third. It was a two-yard run by Metzger after a 7-play, 53-yard drive. The exploit was no good. South Pole extended the lead 33-14. East Atchison was able to answer by Cameron Brooks, who had a couple touchdowns on the night. It was a two-play 65-yard drive capped off by a 54-yard run. They closed the deal at 33-20 after the extra point was no good. And then the last three touchdowns are all by South Holt, extending the lead 39-20, 46-20, and 53-20. Those touchdowns were a two-yard pass, Metzger to Kurtz, and then two by Nolan, a four-yarder and a one-yarder, the last two coming in the fourth quarter to seal the deal. Two of those three drives were 12-play drives, and South Holt seemed to take control. In the middle of the third quarter, we had some kind of, I suppose, entertaining activity where we had back-to-back personal fouls and then a third personal foul after the touchdown. East Atchison ended up having two of those personal fouls, but there was a third and 37 that South Holt was faced with, and Metzger was able to scramble for about 35, 36 yards to set up the fourth and two. They scored the touchdown. They seemed unstoppable kind of after that. And I'll tell you what, South Holt looks poised to make a deep run here, and they've got the playmakers to do it.
All right, let's see if we can get some scores here, Lucas. So over here in Missouri, Liberty North wins 43-12 over Lee Summit. Atchison wins 66-7 over Wyandotte. Again, I'm probably saying these wrong. I apologize. Rossville wins 64-0 over Maher Hill Prep Mount Academy. Mid Buchanan 50-22 over Kip Legacy. North Platte wins 30-15 over Lathrop. St. Pius wins 34-13 over Savannah. Mound City again wins last night. This one not a final yet, but in the fourth quarter, Central is leaving Truman 10-7.
Other area scores here. Auburn hosting Nebraska City in the district final. Auburn able to pull that out 34-32. Also from Jug Brown Stadium, the last score update that I have here, Raymond Central up on the Tigers of Falls City, 26-21. It shows 2 minutes left in the fourth, and
it's over.
You got a final there?
Yeah, 26-21.
All right. The app hasn't updated, so that's a final. Falls City Tigers in their year, and I think I've got all the score updates.
How about out in Dorchester? We got anything on Pawnee?
Let's see.
I got a 52-25 final.
Yep, that's what I'm seeing too. Pawnee City's victorious. So area teams that we'll have in the playoffs here, South Holt's one of them, obviously, Pawnee City and the six-man Nebraska. Johnson Brock is going to be the number one seed going into the D2 playoffs. Johnson County Central lost a tough one last night to defending state champions Clarkson Lee, 38-34. And Auburn will move on to the playoffs. It'll be interesting to see if they host.
They should have a home.
Yeah, should.